much about.
I'm amazed at how tiny my paycheck is. I've been working doubles.
Well, we are doing the work of pathetic, lazy morons.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Reports today that the Norwegian band A-ha has announced plans to break up. You remember A-ha? They had that song, Talking Away, I Don't Know What to Say. I'll say it anyway. Today's another day to find you shying away. I'll be coming for your love, okay? Today on me.
And now,
stop your singing this instant, young man. I will not have this in my studio.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's an all-new Kevin and Bean show on a Tuesday morning.
That's our friend Jimmy Kimmel, by the way, who has balls of steel to go on his show and sing in the monologue.
Yes, he does.
Did he hit that last note?
The last one?
I don't think so.
No, dear God. He'd have to squeeze everything he has.
He's always been that way, though. He's not a great singer, but he's got cojones.
Yes, he does. He loves to karaoke, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like nobody else.
He karaoke's at home, right? He's one of the rare people who has his own machine. He loves it so much.
He has nights where he has karaoke nights and everybody comes over. And, of course, there's a little drinking involved.
Sure.
But, well, yeah. Yeah.
Is he Chinese?
No. Not that I know of. No.
Hey, we have many, many things to get to, including your phone calls for Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew, 1-800-520-1067, especially since we have some of the most exciting baseball playoff games in history going on. Be sure to call and rub it into Kevin, because he's missing out on some phenomenal sports right now. But I have to ask, because I know that last night was the big night that Psycho Mike was hosting Loveline with Dr. Drew. And the special guest was one of Mike's all-time metal heroes, Lemmy from Motorhead.
Oh, I thought that was last week.
Oh. Remember, it was postponed.
Oh, okay.
So I want to know, A, how was hanging out with Lemmy? Did he stay awake for the whole thing? And B, did you start my idea? Are you doing that?
Lemmy was awesome, and yes. Lemmy was super duper awesome. But it was kind of weird, because a lot of his advice to these kids, especially young men that were struggling, he'd be like,
drink.
Just go out and get laid.
Yeah.
And more than one time I had to say, you know, Lemmy, it's not really that easy. For everybody else out there in the world, you can't just decide to go get laid.
And what was Bean's idea? Did you follow up on his idea with the tattoo thing?
Yes, you did. Had him sign the forearm.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So you keep it clean so you can go out maybe today and try to get it tatted?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. And when I told him that I was going to start essentially a wall of fame on my body of metal stars, he said, save your butt for Rob Halford.
Which, by the way, is fantastic advice, and I think you should totally do it. Rob Halford is the gay lead singer of Judas Priest, for folks who don't know the name, so that's the joke there. So you've already got Ozzy on your chest. Now you're going to get Lemmy on your arm, and then it's time to start going after the Metallica guys and the Megadeth guys and whoever else is on your list, right?
Yeah. Metallica, I think, is definitely next. They're coming to Southern California pretty soon. And I got to just start, like, making phone calls to people that are actually important to figure out a way to get in, like, personal contact.
Do you have phone numbers of people that are important?
No.
Okay.
That's the hard part.
Was it Rolling Stone that just had a long article on Lemmy and how he's just not of this world?
Really?
He drinks, like, bottles of whiskey and all kinds of different stuff every day. And they were interviewing Ozzy, and he said, I thought I was crazy on tour. This guy is not of this world.
No kidding.
This is another guy, Lisa, that just proves that it's all genetics. He told me he can't remember a day he hasn't had at least a liter of Jack Daniels.
A liter?
He can't remember a day that's gone by.
And he still has a liver.
And he smokes 4 packs of what used to be unfiltered cigarettes, now Marlboro 100s. And he's 63 years old. And he looks pretty damn good.
Oh my God.
I was sitting next to him the whole time. You could have easily told me he was 50. I would have believed him.
That's unbelievable.
Wow. Yeah, it's not right. He can get away with stuff. No one else can. I don't know how.
He made it.
Deal with the devil.
I think he had been drinking already when he showed up at the Breakfast with Foo Fighters that we did to bring Dave Grohl a cake on stage. Remember? It seemed to me like he had already been heavily drinking. It was 8 in the morning.
And was asking where some more was.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. Well, that guy rules, but...
But we can't be like that.
No, God, no.
No.
I've tried. Lord knows I've tried.
Mike tried.
It doesn't work. Mike tried as well.
He died twice.
Couldn't do it.
I'm very excited to see the new Lemmy tattoo, though. That's awesome. It's good that so far they've been really short names, too. Ozzy, Lemmy.
That's a good point.
Wait till you start getting into some of those Finnish death metal guys with 24 letters in their name.
Very, very worried about Yngwie Malmsteen.
If I recall correctly, didn't Ozzy write his last name, too, all the way across your chest?
I said, Ozzy, give me a little message or however you would sign a normal autograph. And he started drawing pictures and putting the date. I was very concerned, but he was just fooling around.
Yeah. All right. It's time for your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
All right. Just in time for the season, how about a pair of passes for you to Universal Studios Hollywood Horror Nights? Plus a pair of run of engagement passes to Saw 6. Saw 6, by the way, is in theaters this Friday. If it's Halloween, it must be Saw. That's what I understand. But those are great prizes just for being on the air for a minute or so on the Kevin and Bean Show.
All right. We might as well start with Ruben. Get this over with for Mike. Hey, Ruben.
Hey, what it do, guys?
What it do?
I just want to say, for all the Dodgers fans, a heartfelt thank you to Belliard because he didn't get a double play to end the ninth inning yesterday.
Yeah. I guess Dodgers
were up or tied.
Dodgers were up 4-3 going into the ninth. Their closer on the mound. Everything's great.
Everything was beautiful. It was just perfect. Yeah, and then it was less drop the ball.
Mm.
Yeah, and a two-out hit to win it for the Phillies to put them up 3-1, which is. You know, which is tough in the best of circumstances, but when you're playing against the defending world champions, who are a very, very good team, well, the Dodgers, let's say, have their work cut out for them.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? I hope it's a trend because the game before, they just got completely shut out. So hopefully they're getting better. You know what I mean? Next time they'll win.
So next time they'll win by 5, and then the next game they'll win by 20.
Yeah. I love that.
Sunday night they lost 11-0, though. I mean, how does that happen? I know you always ask that question, Kevin. How do the same group of guys go out there and play a 13-inning, 1-0 game one day, and then the next day they go out and it's 24-2?
Joe Torre knows. He's been on the other side of this. In 2004, they had the Red Sox absolutely beat in the ALCS. They were up 3-0 in the last
game. They were up 3-0,
They beat the Red Sox like by 18 runs or something silly, and they came back through 4 in a row and beat the Yankees to go on to win the World Series. So anything can happen.
Anything can happen. That's right. And by the way, that Angels game, equally exciting last night. They ended up winning it in the bottom of the 11th with a clutch hit, too. So it's been amazing baseball.
Here's all I know. Dave, the King of Mexico, not paying any attention, says he's going to keep wearing his Dodgers hat the exact same way until they win.
Well,
and I was like, did you wear it Sunday night? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, then it doesn't work. You got to change something up. No, that's not what it's about. It's just about support.
That's exactly what it's about.
Yeah, I know.
So Dave really is more responsible for the loss than Broxton, right?
That is correct, yes.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Terry because I have a hard time believing that this is even a problem. But Terry, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
What'd it do,
Lisa May?
Hi.
Okay, well, here's my problem. I want to convince my guy to have a threesome, but you have to understand my guy is a little bit on the prude side.
Right.
So I don't know how to go about to really get him to do it, and I don't even know how to bring it up in conversation. Like, I think it might freak him out a little bit.
Now, this is not two guys and you. This is two girls and him, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
That's the only threesome available. I would be willing to bet, no matter how prudish your guy is, if you showed up with a girl, he would go, well, if I have to.
I don't think so. I think you're wrong, Kevin.
Wow.
I've known guys like this, and they feel threatened. Like, maybe he's not getting it done.
Right, but it's not another guy.
And he's going to... Doesn't matter. Mm. Oh, you don't think a guy's ever lost a woman to another woman?
Well, of course, but...
That's what he's worried about.
This is the opposite of the way things normally go, which is that a guy is trying to talk a girl into it.
Yes, it is. I've got a
question for you, Terry, and I'm afraid I'm going to have to speak frankly. Is he having sex with you?
Yeah, kind of, sometimes. And I'm not...
Well,
What does kind of sometimes mean?
He has a very low sex drive.
See, this is what I sensed might be going on is that Terry's not getting it, so she feels like the way to re-energize the relationship is to bring in another woman. But he's not all that crazy about having sex with her, which would make sense that he would, shy away from you know, shy away from everything, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, Terry. Mm. I don't you know gotta, about this you one. Just, this
you
may
gotta
not
lose
be
some
your...
weight, Terry. That's all there is to it.
Oh.
I mean, I hate to say it. I hate to put it out there, but let's all be honest here. We're
That's
adults.
Rough. All right. Thank you, Terry.
Let us know how that goes. Good luck to you. Hey, what about Dewan A. Johnson on line 4 from Los Angeles, California? Oh. What about that? The best human ever.
Dewan.
What's up, Kevin Levine? Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Dewan.
How you doing, buddy?
How's it going?
Good.
This past Saturday, it was my lucky day. I glad the ticket for Universal Horror Nights for the 28th of October wasn't sold out. Because I only paid $41 at Ralph's.
Okay. All right. And you got, how many tickets did you get?
Only got one.
One ticket.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry, Dewan. I'm having trouble tracking here. So you've been to the Horror Nights, or you haven't been?
I haven't been to the Horror Nights before, man.
But he got a ticket for next week, I guess.
Right. I got you. Oh, well, you're gonna have a great time.
Yeah.
Yeah, just me and my friend gonna try to buy a ticket, but I don't know.
Right.
Right. Well, I hear it's where the most horrifying movies come to life, and for the first time ever, you'll take on the infamous traps from Saw in an all new maze.
Oh, yeah. I know Jigsaw is still alive.
Jigsaw is still alive, apparently.
I don't know. But the creator is dead, though.
Right. But isn't the creator Jigsaw? I mean, aren't those the same?
That's what I thought, too.
I don't know why they keep making those parts of Saw.
I want to play a game even though I'm dead.
Well, they make money, Dewan, and people seem to like them. So listen, you give us a call back after you go to the Horror Nights and tell us how it is, okay?
Oh, I will, like on the 29th of this month.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
We're
sounds
excited
good, Dewan.
For you. All right.
Thanks a lot for checking in, dude.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye. Best That's Dewan ever. A. Johnson.
Yeah. Yes. Love him. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
All right.
We have another rousing rendition of Would You Like to Take That Back? We were going to do it yesterday, but Bean took the day off, so we thought, well, really, if Bean's taking the day off, we should push this feature.
Kind
period.
Of pointless.
Well, I'm not represented at all in the files that you've saved, right? Okay,
no, not at all. I'll tell you who is represented, however, is Kevin Smith from yesterday.
He is?
Really?
Yep, he's in.
Would you like to take
that
back? How about that?
He already did it one day. Yeah, he's going to be joining us a little bit later on this morning as well, doing the Showbiz Beat this weekend with Ralph. This weekend. This week.
Yes.
Matt Money Smith will be in studio to talk about sports.
Fantastic.
You faked your own death on today's show.
Oh, we're doing that again?
Brooke Taylor from Cat House will be in the studio. And the Taliban has found YouTube. I don't know if you saw this or not, but the Taliban is all over YouTube now.
Are they doing funny things?
Apparently they're making comedy videos,
all
yes.
Right.
they're in bed with Funny or Die.
That's what they
hey,
know.
Hey, speaking of the Cat House chick, I know Ralph watches the show. Is she one of the good ones?
I don't know.
Or is she one of the sad, lonely ones?
Well, let's go with good, because if it's sad and lonely, that's going to be a bummer.
I know. It's going to be kind of sad. There's right. nothing sadder than a sad hooker.
Right. So let's go with she's happy and she's in control and she loves what she's doing.
Sure.
Okay.
Why not?
Right.
Makes
it
a lot more sexy that way. All right. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat next on The Kevin and Bean Show.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. Bad Religion on the way. Kings of Leon. And because you've demanded it, Modest Yahoo next hour on The Kevin
Shalom.
And Bean Show. Hey, Ralph Garman. What's going on, dude?
Hey, what's up with you? What's up?
What's up, everyone? Where's your little superhero sidekick this morning?
He'll be here for next hour's Showbiz Beat. My special Hollywood correspondent, Kevin Smith, will be stopping by to help me do the Showbiz News all week long.
That is so cool.
We had so much fun yesterday. He is just a funny, funny dude. He likes to dress up like Batman on top of pharmacies, we found out yesterday.
That was unbelievable.
It's a very funny story. We'll talk more about that later. Let's talk about the Showbiz News, shall we? Jack White is an impressive dude. Of course, the leader of the White Stripes, the raconteurs, Dead Weather. He was brought in to give a lecture Sunday night at the Trinity College in Dublin, Ireland, which is a famous 17th century founded educational facility.
Right.
And he talked about music, as you can imagine. He shocked everyone when talking about his musical taste when he said that he thinks Britney Spears is more authentic than Bob Dylan or Tom Waits.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. That's, all right.
He
easy,
has to
pal.
Be kidding.
That's called too much time in the pub before you get on stage, is what that's called.
He has to be kidding, though.
How embarrassed are you if you work at Trinity College in Dublin and you brought him in to give a lecture? everyone looks at you. Are you kidding with this guy? He just said the prettiest person is Martha Hendricks and Tom Waits. Get him off the stage.
What was he basing that remark on?
It doesn't say here.
Guinness?
Yeah, he was basing it on Jameson's Irish whiskey, I'm guessing.
Good morning, binge drinkers.
Yeah,
I've heard him make this argument before. I think what
it's a bad argument. Then
I think what he's trying to say is that Britney Spears has always been open about the fact that she's kind of like a pop star that wants to sell records and make money.
Right.
And Bob Dylan and Tom Waits are these guys that say that they're about the art, not about the commerce. And then you see Bob Dylan going and doing a Cadillac commercial.
Yeah, but still.
So they're talking about that. They're not talking about just talent and that kind of stuff.
Well, but still.
But still,
that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
But still. Talked about the fact that Chris Rock's film Good Hair, when it was released, created a lawsuit from an independent filmmaker named Regina Kimball, who said that Chris Rock stole her idea for a documentary, that she had her own film called My Nappy Roots about the hair of African Americans, and that Chris Rock stole that idea for his documentary called Good Hair.
I'm sorry I did that. I'm embarrassed that I did that. I did a bad thing.
Well, those charges finally went to a federal judge. He said he watched both films, didn't catch the similarities, and therefore refuses to block the film's wider release this weekend. So Regina loses. However, she says it's not over. She is going to trial with the suit. She's going to sue Chris Rock for everything.
I want to be on that jury.
Me too.
Yes. Oh, look so much at fun. Her hair in this film. We'll be looking at afros for 2 weeks in
Can
the jury box.
Can you imagine that that judge? That's his job for the day is to watch two movies about hair. That blows.
My nappy roots.
I bet I can talk in the jury box if I get seated on that jury.
You too will perform at the Rose Bowl this Sunday. But if you can't get out here to Los Angeles for the concert, you can see it live on the band's YouTube channel.
No kidding.
How about that?
YouTube?
I'll mark it.
They are going to stream the entire show live, starting at 8:30 p.m. Pacific time. And if you're not near a computer on Sunday, you can catch it in full on Monday as well. If you go to youtube.com/U2, Sunday or Monday, you'll be able to catch the Rose Bowl show, which is pretty cool.
What's the group that was from Scranton and made it big? Is that U2?
Yes.
Yeah. Trent Reznor's now a married man. The leader of Nine Inch Nails tied the knot with his fiancée, Maraqueen Makankwa.
I'm sorry?
Maraqueen Mandik.
Hi.
I believe is her name. On Saturday, she's the lead singer for a band called West Indian Girl. Well, naturally, her name's Maraqueen Mandik.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Nails guitarist Danny Loners broke the news on Twitter. Last night, there's been no formal statement from Trent about the wedding, but from all his friends say, yeah, apparently it happened this weekend. So, congratulations, Trent.
Has anyone looked in on our DJ friend Nicole Alvarez to see how she's holding up?
Yeah, she must be bummed, huh?
Yeah, it'd be tough for her to go on not being able to marry Trent Reznor.
It's Tuesday. That means new DVDs and CDs are in stores today. So here's what's available if you're so inclined. You can pick up Transformers Revenge of the Fallen if you need a little dose of Meg Fox, rather.
Sure.
Shia LaBeouf also co-stars, as well as a bunch of robots who are fighting each other.
That's true.
On CD, this is it. This is it. But this is it. When I mean this is it, I mean this is it.
Okay.
The soundtrack for the Michael Jackson film, This Is It.
Oh, I had heard that's coming out the day before the movie comes out, but they pushed it up, I guess.
According to my sources, a.k.a. that? Dave the King of Mexico.
All right.
He says it's coming up today. Although he's sort of comatose after that Dodgers-Phillies game last night.
Yeah, he was
hurting. Wouldn't really put too much emphasis on what he says.
This is mostly best of, I imagine, right? His hits?
I can imagine it's all. It's just him in rehearsal.
And that one song he stole?
That's it. One he stole from Paul Anka. Yeah. Full Circle by Creed. Want to pick up the new Creed CD?
Yeah!
No! It's available today. A new album by Rammstein.
Oh, yeah! The best.
Lieb ist für all da. It's available today. You can check that out. New album from Flight of the Conchords. Our buddy Flight of the Conchords.
A new album?
Great.
Is it from this past season?
A new CD. No, it's a new CD of music.
How about that?
I Told You I Was Freaky, it's called. You can pick that up. And Weird Al Yankovic is releasing the Essential Weird Al Yankovic CD today, so you can pick that up. Today's
double album, you guys, the Weird Al. mean, that's the one you want. That's
it's
amazing.
The essential. It's called the essential.
It's a great collection.
It would seem like that would be essential to have.
Are there any new songs on it, Bean? Are they all?
No, it's no new songs this time around, but no new songs to hardcore Weird Al fans. He has been releasing some in the past year, just internet only, and some of those are on it. So if you've only been buying the albums, you may not have everything on this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, I love Al.
It's just him.
Oh!
You can't see, it's a parody. See, like, he takes titles and he screws with them, man.
Right.
See, that's what he does.
Right.
So that's what he would call it if he was spoofing the This Is It.
But we can't say that on the air, though,
the This Is It Michael Jackson thing.
Right.
That's
we can't use words that rhyme with it on the show.
Like a surgeon, you know, it was like a virgin. Remember that?
Sure.
So he would say, this is...
Right, we got it, but you can't say that word.
Right.
Well, I'm just saying, that's what he would do.
Oh, horse manure.
Today's celebrity birthday is Tom Petty. He is 59 years old today. Of course, he's got that new Foo Fighters song that we love so much.
Just played that, right?
Yeah. Viggo Mortensen has a tail.
He does.
And he's also 51 years old. Snoop Dogg celebrates his 38th birthday. And actor John Krasinski from The Office is 30 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. We're going to revisit one of our all-time favorite topics here coming up in about 15 minutes. We're going to be looking for you, the Kevin and Bean listener, who at one time has faked his or her own death. I don't know that I've ever heard of a story of a woman faking her death, by the way. It may happen.
Yeah.
The ones I've always seen in the news, including the one that just happened very recently, is another dude trying to fake his death. But we definitely want to hear about that if it happened to you or someone close to you.
First, though, David Hasselhoff is going to get a reality show on A&E. Who's in?
What?
That sounds fantastic. My only fear is that if he knows he's got cameras on him, that he won't drink. And then he's not that interesting.
It may not be under his control anymore.
Yeah, he had cameras on him that time as well. You know, I mean, I don't know who's the camera person, if it's going to be his daughter. I think the world found out by his daughter, Haley, tweeting about it. She said, the Hasselhoffs signed a deal with A&E. Get ready.
Oh, no kidding. Okay. The whole family.
So we thought we'd talk to Mr. Hasselhoff today. Good morning, David.
Hey, Kevin's Bean. How are you?
We are good.
K-Rock.
How are you?
Yeah, the Hoff loves to rock.
You do,
That's what I understand. So, is this true what Haley tweeted, or does she have it wrong? Is a deal in place for you to have a reality show on A&E?
No, she's absolutely right. The reality show with the Hasselhoffs is Hoff and Running.
Oh, boy.
There we go. It's going to be a lot of that, I bet.
Yeah, now, it's me and the Hoff Drops. That's what the girls are. They've got their own musical act. The Hoff Drop.
Oh,
sure.
It's promoting.
It'll be showing
kids.
Them working hard and trying to make it pay Hoff.
Pay Hoff, right. Now, Hasselhoff, why are you doing this? It seems like what you need is a little less invasion of your privacy rather than more.
Well, we're in a tough economic time, you know?
Right.
A lot of people are being laid Hoff.
Sure.
So you have to take advantage of the opportunities when they come your way.
Now, didn't you just fall off the wagon again in Europe and punch a doctor?
Hey, back off, man.
I'm just asking. I mean, that's not the kind of behavior you're going to want on your show, is it?
I am not off the wagon.
Okay.
But I think what Kevin's saying is, isn't it more important for you to spend this time right now getting clean and sober and worrying less about making another TV show?
No, this is a way for me to spend some time with my girls. And for me, that's what's really... really important. Believe me, I am not biting Hoff more than I can chew.
Okay. That's going to get very old very fast if you continue to do that on your TV show, David.
Well, it won't make you doze Hoff, will it?
Oh, man.
My gosh.
Wow. If you don't like the show, just turn it Hoff.
Turn it Hoff, right.
Wow.
Now, I hate to ask because I'm terrified of what the answer might be, but you're not going to be singing on the show, are you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'll be working with the girls. I think it's going to be Hoff the Chain.
Yeah! Oh, man.
Look, how many times does a dad get to work with his Hoffspring?
Strong.
Come on. Don't encourage him, Mike.
Look, you can't write Hoff my career yet. I'm just saying, I got a lot more to do.
Do you have your drinking under control?
Absolutely.
If so, I'm not going to watch. But if you don't, I'm in.
I am going to knock off the drinking. Mm-hmm. I'm going to lay off the booze.
Right.
And when this show kicks off, I think you'll see that I'm a brand new man. I mean, look, I'm an entertainer.
Right.
I'm not the kind of guy who can just sit behind a desk in a office.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
I have to be out there performing for the people. It gets me going in the morning. It's like my cup of coffee.
Right, yeah.
I had no idea there were so many.
And I will be performing until they bury me in my hoffin.
Wow, hoffin, right. You don't have any alcohol with you, though. You are staying away from that, right?
Just a little... What's this? What do they call it? A screwdriver, I guess?
Oh, no.
Well, but yeah, but you know what? You know, put that away, though, David. That's not for you.
No, look.
Of all people, maybe you shouldn't have a taste.
No, just a little taste.
But that never...
Oh, please don't. Mm. You sound good today. There's no reason to screw that up by drinking.
Oh, that's tasty.
Okay. Yeah. All right, put it away now. You had a sip, put it away.
No, I'm just going to have a little bit more.
No, this is how it goes.
David, this is what happens. Is you can't have just one if you're David Hasselhoff.
Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah. Oh,
no.
Yeah, this is a mess.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a mess.
You go from sober to drunk faster than anyone I've ever met.
Oh, that is good.
David, don't drink anymore.
Don't drink anymore. That's
all right.
Fine.
I'm okay.
You okay?
No, this is a mess.
Yeah.
This is a mess. I'm glad I have some money in some offshore accounts.
Yeah!
That's right.
He still got it. Oh, he still got it. Even drunk.
Oh, just buzz off, man. This is...
Oh, man.
This is the official start of my morning, one of these cocktails.
Is this every morning?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Well, Hoff and Hahn.
Yeah!
Are you okay?
Yeah.
All right.
I hope they're filming. How far is the Marriott from the concert?
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
What? We don't even know what concert.
Oh,
no.
What happened?
I'm sorry. Was that offensive?
Yeah.
Not pretty, I'll tell you that.
This is a mess.
I hope they're rolling cameras right now, by the way.
Yeah, me too. I hope they're rolling cameras right now.
Uh-oh. We're losing you, David. We're losing you. You all right?
What?
You couldn't make that one out, David. Say again. Anyway.
No.
Morning light.
Morning light. Did you say morning light?
I'm all right.
Oh, you're okay.
Oh, you're okay. All right. Gotcha. All right, David.
Well, morning light.
Actor, writer, director Kevin Smith joins us again today. He is co-hosting along with Ralph for the Showbiz Beat, so he'll be in just a few minutes. You know, you think that a guy like Kevin Smith worked as hard as he has for as long as he has, successful as he is, doesn't really need to get up at this hour of the day and come in and do radio.
I think he really likes...
That's why he's the coolest.
Yeah, he's the best.
Yep.
We've done a topic before, and we always have these conversations off the air, which is, are we going to run into a topic where we have no phone calls, where nobody has that experience? And we were convinced the last time that we did this... Which is you faked your own death, that we would have none. Because
we have finally found the topic.
Yeah, because we don't know anyone that's faked their own death. But there are a couple of more stories in the news again. There was a man who crashed his plane. He's flying a little light plane over the Florida Panhandle. And he had called the FAA and he told them that his windshield was broken in and he was bleeding and he didn't think he was going to make it. And then he parachuted out of the plane and just let it fly on autopilot until it wrecked. What he didn't count on was that the National Guard was going to scramble some helicopters and a couple of F-15 pilots, and the F-15 pilots caught up with the plane, and the windshield was fine, and the door was open.
And there's nobody inside.
There's nobody inside flying it.
Well, didn't he think that they would find it eventually and not find his body?
I don't know. I really don't know, because they found all kinds of proof. Like, then they checked the plane, and there was no blood. And then they went to his house, and they checked his computer, and they found searches on the internet of how to jump from airplanes and how to open a parachute, among other subjects.
He's bad at this.
Yes.
So he's way bad at this.
I don't know. He was over Alabama or someplace. He jumped out of the plane and then just let it fly. It was supposed to go into the ocean, but it never made it there. It went down about 50 yards from a house in Florida. So then when they started doing research, they didn't have to look very far, and they found all this proof that the guy was totally bogus.
What was his reason,
it doesn't talk much about his reason, but it sounds like it was some kind of investment scam.
Some financial.
He was in trouble. Okay. And then that's why he wanted to fake his own death and then start again. I don't know how, but...
See, that's not even trying, though. That is so poorly thought out. I'm disgusted with him.
But I think the thing that he thought was, if it goes out into the ocean,
it'll sink, right, and then they won't look for the body as much.
Right.
But
right,
it, when it landed on the ground, they, of course, could find any trace of body, and there was none.
Oops.
Yeah,
yeah, oops. I mean, and if there's no body in the plane, then you expect to see some indication that somebody has gotten out of the plane and walked off into the woods or something.
Right, of course, yeah.
He just did not leave all the good evidence behind, I guess.
No, not at all.
How about that?
Not at all.
We're going to take your calls, by the way, if you've done it or attempted to do it, or if somebody you know has done it. We want to hear from you if you have faked your own death at 1-800-520-1067. By the way, if you faked your own death so that you could change your identity, you don't have to tell us any defining characteristics, sure, about your old life. We're not trying to turn you or anything like that. We're just fascinated. All right, here's story number two. And by sheer coincidence, Kevin, this story also involves Florida and Alabama.
Really?
And Alabama. Yeah, both in this story, too. Here's a guy who – this story came to light because this guy just this year – found out that the reason he faked his own death because he thought police were after him on drug charges, he found out that he was not a wanted man 20 years later. He was pulled over. He was pulled over, and it was discovered his true identity. He gave him a fake name, and then the officer questioned him, and he said, all right, I'll tell you the truth. I faked my own death 20 years ago because I have warrants out for my arrest. And the police officer ran a complete check and said, nope, nobody's looking for you. 20 years ago, he staged his own drowning on a Florida beach because he thought he was going to be arrested on drug charges. He had a fiance. He also had an ex-wife and a daughter who was age 4 at the time.
Oh,
until earlier this year, they all believed that he drowned that day and was dead. He instead, and they don't give the details on how he faked his own drowning. I guess he just walked out and then somehow managed to get to a different point and come back up on the beach, and nobody knew he had done that. So they thought he was drowned, never found the body. He moved to Alabama, changed his name, started a new life, got a new wife, got a new kid.
Wow.
Never looked back.
Wow.
Then he gets pulled over and finds out they haven't been looking for you at all. So that's a bad conversation to have with the old family, isn't it?
Hey, you know how I was dead for 20 years? Hey, sorry about that. I wasn't really. I thought the authorities were after me. They weren't, but I thought they were.
He had completely changed his identity and never went back, never contacted anybody.
Just so he did it successfully. He literally successfully changed his identity and died as far as everyone knows.
Exactly.
Wow, that's crazy.
Now that dude I got a lot of respect for.
Because he did it right.
Because he succeeded.
Because he did it right, yeah.
The other dude. Even though they weren't after him.
Yeah, even though they weren't after him. He did it right, but for no reason.
For no reason, exactly.
Is it possible that they wanted him originally and then they somehow backed off? Or the statute of limitations ran out or something? And so now.
Yeah. You know what? It seems like if it was a drug charge, the statute of limitations would run out. Yeah, it totally does seem like that. And how – I mean, I there's not a lot of details, unfortunately, this story, so I don't know what kind of serious jail time he was looking for. I mean, something like that I don't think would be worth doing if you were going to go to jail for a year. But who knows? Maybe he was a heavy-duty pusher or something like that. But pretty fascinating stuff. And it's a lot harder to start up a new identity now compared to the way it used to be. You know, ever since 9/11, they have tightened so many of the restrictions on identity now.
Sure.
You know, you used to be able to pretty easily, not that I looked into it because why would I look into it?
Wow,
but you used to be able to
pretty
easily, you know, get a driver's license from almost any state with barely any ID to show for it. But they don't make it that easy anymore.
Yeah, it's too bad. Unfortunately, they don't. But we'll take your calls. 1-800-520-1067. Last time we had people who called that were trying to break up and couldn't figure out how to do it. So they fake their own death just to have the person get over
Seems
it.
Seems extreme.
It does, right? I mean, nobody likes that kind of clash. But what do you – you fake your own death. I mean, that's an extreme reaction.
You really thought that was going to be a bad breakup.
Yeah, how bad could it possibly have been?
Wow.
So you faked your own death. 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls next. Yeah. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is 24. I haven't done this kind of math in a long time. 24 minutes till 7.
Who would do something like that?
Juice.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. We're talking to listeners who have faked their own deaths or know people who have. 1-800-520-1067. It seems like a fairly extreme way to go to get out of trouble, but let's start with Jennifer, shall we? She is on line one on the Kevin and Bean Show. Jennifer, thanks a lot for holding on, especially during Mudus Yahoo. We feel your pain.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, I appreciate it.
So about 10 years ago, I found out that a friend of mine had died while on a trip to South America in a hang gliding accident. He and his girlfriend had gone down to, I believe it was Peru at the time, and we get this call, the family and friends get a call from the girlfriend screaming, crying, hysterical that he died in a hang gliding accident and that there was some jurisdictional problem and they had to bury the body there and blah, 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 blah. Well, the guy has an ex-wife and a kid and, you know, child support payments and stuff and this new high-maintenance girlfriend. And we're, you know, we didn't really think much of it at the time. We're like, oh, wow, really sad. This guy died. We held a memorial, all that stuff. Well, a year ago, the girlfriend moved back from South America and says, we broke up. He's actually alive. Here's his address. Go get him.
Wow. Wow.
So this guy had all kinds of friends and family members who believed he was dead and went through that whole grieving process.
Had a business, had a kid, ex-wife, friends, family, everything. We all held the memorial. There was a grave, you know, with no body here that his parents paid for, really elaborate, out
Dude.
In Ohio.
Why did everything. He do it? What was the reason that he did it?
His
Get away from the family?
Was a little crazy. Yeah, his ex-wife was a little crazy, you know, went through a big custody battle, really expensive, had a lot of lawyer fees, and then had to pay child support and alimony on top of it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he just wanted to disappear with the new girlfriend and, you know, enjoyed South America, I guess.
By the way, if he thought the ex-wife was crazy before, imagine her reaction when she found out he was alive. So did anyone go down there and try to confront him?
Oh, yeah, the ex-wife went down there, the parents went down there, a few friends went down there, and he ended up coming back, and it's in jail.
They just knocked on his door and said, hey, dude, what about that whole dead thing?
Yeah, they said, hey, how's it going? They just all showed up. It was like an intervention. They even took video.
And oh, I'd love to see that video.
You can't trust a girlfriend with faking your own death. You got to do it solo.
Yeah, you really do.
You know, because then you break up, and then she's got a reason to burn
That's
you.
Right.
Right, right,
That's right.
Right. No one in your new life can know.
Right.
Hey, Jennifer, you said he's in jail. What for?
For a bunch of fraud charges and skipping out on the child support, and I guess he had a warrant out for a couple parking tickets that he forgot to pay before he left.
I'm sure he did. He forgot to pay those when he went to fake his death.
This is, I hate to bring up a Mad Men for folks who don't watch it, but this is why Don Draper is the man, because he steals someone's identity and then moves to a completely different city with all different friends and gets a completely different career and doesn't have any of these kind of associations that can come back to bite him in the ass.
Right.
So he does it the right way on TV?
He does it the right way. That's what I'm saying. Jennifer's friend, not so much. Jennifer, awesome, awesome call. Thank you so much for dialing us up today.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye now. Wow, that dude got arrested. Is it illegal to fake your own death?
Well, that's why I was asking the question. It sounds like skipping out on child support is the most illegal thing about what he did, because that is something that they absolutely will throw you. I mean, he hasn't paid child support for 9 years. So, right. They're totally coming after him for that. It's not even the faking your own death part. It's stuff like that that's going to get you tripped up. He must have just – I mean, imagine he's living the good life down in South America with his probably younger, hotter girlfriend than the ex-wife back home. And he's thinking, I got away with this.
Yep. It was nine years before somebody came knocking on his door.
Exactly. I mean, he had to have totally felt like he got away with it. Bad surprise when those people showed up with a video camera.
Hey, Mom and Dad. How are you guys? Nope, not dead. I know. Isn't that crazy?
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Nationally syndicated radio and television sports personality Matt Money Smith joins us in about 15 minutes or so here on The Kevin and Bean Show.
Yeah.
Communist. And speaking of Smiths, Kevin Smith on his way in too. He'll be joining us. He co-hosts with the Showbiz Beat for the week here on the Kevin Bean Show. Right now, Ralph Garman, what's up?
Docking his pay a day, that's for sure. He's supposed to be here, man.
Smith?
Yeah.
All right.
It's hard to get good help these days.
I hear you.
That's right.
Next week, Tarantino. Screw Smith.
Smith's on probation as of right now.
That's right. Double secret probation. Interesting news from the Lohan family, as always. Apparently, troubled actress Lindsay Lohan in the news. She is looking to get a restraining order against someone who is very dangerous and disturbing. Her dad.
What a family that is.
Michael Lohan gave an interview this week saying he'd like to kidnap Lindsay in order to steer her away from bad influences. Lindsay responded by putting the wheels in motion to get a restraining order against her father.
He's like awesome. A kidnapper.
So he can't show up and whisk her away to some remote tropical island. And
I don't think he wants to hit on her.
Have his way with her.
I don't think that's it.
Michael, understandably, is backing off the statement a bit. Yesterday, he told the Long Island Newsday newspaper that he never meant he would take his daughter anywhere against her will.
Right. That's what kidnapping denotes.
I just meant I'd like to detox her myself.
With my penis.
Is that code?
Oh, stop.
Is that some kind of code?
But of course, I'd get arrested. The bottom line is Lindsay needs help, and no one wants to do anything.
She's an adult.
I would like to commit crimes against her. Yeah.
She, by the way, if you haven't seen pictures lately, officially this month now looks older than her mother.
She is 50. Yes, Lindsay Lohan is 50 this week.
Wow, really?
It's shocking and disturbing.
Partying can do that to you.
Speaking of shocking and disturbing, you watch the So You Think You Can Dance show over there on Fox?
Not even
does
a little
bit.
Does
that have dancers on it?
It is, yes. It is the American Idol of dancing, basically, is what it is.
Can they dance, or do they just think they can dance?
Well, a lot of them think they can dance.
Well, then I'm in, but I don't watch it now.
Initially, the best part, as with American Idol, the best part is the audition process.
The bad dancers.
Where you get, you know, girls who are pushing three bells coming in saying, I can dance, causing seismic eruptions on the stage. But Mary Murphy is one of the hosts of that show. She's one of the judges.
Loud, annoying one, right?
Yes.
On The Soup. They play her all the time.
Mary Murphy is in Us Weekly magazine this week on the cover, talking finally about the years of sexual and physical abuse she suffered at the hands of her first husband. For 9 years, she was married to this man, and she said he was physically abusive to her almost from the outset of their marriage. And it was a dance competition that she won that gave her the confidence to finally leave her abusive spouse. Here's a little taste of what Mary Murphy sounds like on So You Think You Can Dance.
The hot tamale train, that's right!
Not a jury in the world would convict that dude.
Nope.
Yeah. Wow.
I gotta agree.
Yeah, she asked for it.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Imagine at home her.
Oh, my God.
He just wanted her to shut the hell up. That's all the poor guy wanted for 9 years. I feel bad for him. Where's his cover story?
That's super annoying.
Let's get him on cover of Us Weekly magazine.
The first time I saw her on the show a couple years ago, I thought it was a joke. I thought she was playing some sort of character. I couldn't get my head around that was her real voice.
No.
But she's like that all the time.
They did a great bit on The Soup where Joel was hawking a new product, the Mary Murphy alarm clock, where that goes off in your ear when it's time to get up. And there's no way you can sleep through that. Heidi Pratt in the news.
Yeah.
Spencer's lovely bride is apparently getting ready for more plastic surgery.
Now what?
She tells Us Weekly magazine that she might be getting another nose job because she was elbowed in the face while rehearsing a dance number.
Elbowed in the face?
Yeah. You know, you've seen her choreography.
A dance number with who?
It's quite intricate. You've seen her dance on the stage of the Miss Universe competition.
I never really watched that. So much.
She sways to the left and to the right.
Does she?
Yes.
The most watched television event in history.
In history.
That's what I heard. Yeah. Screw the moon landing.
She's been rehearsing, apparently, and she got elbowed in the face, which is a step in the right direction, I might add.
I'd be willing to bet it wasn't an accident, too.
So may need another nose job. I'm sure Spencer's thrilled about that because the nose will get even smaller and the boobs will get even bigger.
Sure.
This is not a very nice show.
Justin Timberlake may have finally realized that Jessica Biel is the one. There have been rumors of their relationship being on the rocks. Rihanna's name has been thrown around in terms of JT and his love life.
That's an upgrade.
But a friend tells AbsoluteNow.com, the entertainment news website, that Justin may be ready to pop the question. How long have we heard this story, by the way?
A long time.
A long time. They've been talking about those two getting married. So,
is the question, though, maybe the question in this case is, can we have a three-way with Rihanna?
Oh, there
maybe.
You go.
Maybe that's the question.
If he can't pull it off, who can? Liz Taylor, legendary film actress Elizabeth Taylor, was on death's door, we were led to believe, for weeks, till she had her heart surgery.
Was that her Twitter? Is that where we got that
from? That's where we got it from. She let us know that she was going to the hospital for some heart surgery and was wishing everyone, if they had any spare prayers lying around, send them her way.
I didn't know that's how it worked, but...
Apparently she's feeling better. I told you yesterday she was seen taking Michael Jackson's three kids to Universal Halloween Haunt up at Universal Studios.
Are you serious?
So,
what?
Yeah.
After heart surgery?
She was wheeling through the jigsaw maze or whatever it was that they got up there with Michael's kids. And now, according to the National Enquirer, she is feeling great. She's eating more, which is great news for Liz.
Yeah, that is good. She needs that.
She is feeling so good. Rumor is she's looking to get back to work.
Wow. She hasn't acted in a long time, I don't
Liz's
think.
Liz's agents apparently talking to producers of several hot TV shows.
Sure.
And we may see her show up soon. The rumor is on Desperate Housewives. Perhaps she'll come by and play somebody's grandma or something.
At this point, it's stunt casting. You don't hire Elizabeth Taylor because of her commitment to the role or what she's going to bring to the project at her age, I don't think.
Nope.
Fatty.
You just get the right to say, hey, Elizabeth Taylor's on our show.
Yeah.
How about that? You a fan like I am of Arrested Development?
Love.
Absolutely.
Good news for you. You haven't seen it in a while. It hasn't been on television for a while.
No, it hasn't.
Of course, the DVD sales are still going strong, but the IFC Network, Independent Film Channel, has just announced this week they have picked up the rights to re-air Arrested Development and will be airing back-to-back episodes on Sundays and Tuesday nights starting October the 25th. So this week, you'll be able to see Arrested Development on IFC.
This is one of those shows that if you didn't see it when it was out, you heard a lot about it, but it is really worth watching, and you won't believe how great it is compared to it just went away and never got good ratings.
Yeah.
And
they recently had Jason Bateman.
Yeah.
On Inside the Actor's Studio, that James Lipton show on Bravo. And they were talking about the making of that show and what the experience was like. It was a really interesting interview. But if you've never seen the show, as Kevin said, you should definitely check it out.
So good.
IFC, by the way, also this week is doing a documentary series on Monty Python's Flying Circus.
Oh.
If you're a fan of that comedy troupe's work, and I am, you might want to check that out. Interesting and entertaining stuff. Today's celebrity birthdays, John Krasinski of The Office turns 30 years old today. He is engaged.
Yeah.
To yep. Emily Blunt?
Yeah.
Yep,
believe so. He got engaged recently, didn't he?
Yeah.
Lisa sounds bummed.
I am.
Yeah,
she thought she had a chance.
You did have a good shot. So much. You had a good shot at it.
He's a good dude. Viggo Mortensen.
Tail.
Has a tail.
Tail.
And he's also a very talented actor. Did you ever see that Appaloosa he made with Ed Harris and Western? Yeah. That's a great film.
No.
Check it out. He's 51. Tom Petty celebrates his 59th birthday. And rapper Snoop Dogg, the Snoopster, Snooparama. That's what all his homies call him.
I don't think anyone calls
they
him
They go,
that.
Yo, Snooparama?
Nope.
Nope.
Uh-uh.
Every time I think of Snoop, I think of the Playboy Mansion.
You can't help it.
Can we talk about what happened to the Playboy Mansion with Snoop? Are we allowed to talk about it?
I think so.
It's not a legend. I saw it with my own eyes.
Yeah, I did too.
Snoop, we were there for a singles party up at the Playboy Mansion. It was a great time, and Snoop was invited by us to come along. He did. And then he proceeded to set up camp in the grotto.
Yeah.
Which, for those of you who aren't familiar with the Playboy Mansion, it is an underground cave, like a faux cave they've made there, and it's got the hot tub inside there, and you can swim under it and get into the pool. It's part of the pool in the backyard of Hefner's mansion. He pretty much set up camp in there.
Yeah.
It was him, and I think it was a bale of weed?
Yes.
I think it was like a metric bale.
Here's what I remember. I remember walking inside and seeing a bunch of topless girls.
I remember that as well.
And Snoop was so high that he wasn't paying any attention to him, and I thought, I don't want to be that high.
Could not have been less interested. The girls were crawling all over, and he was just smoking. And he had two of the biggest black guys I've ever seen in my life standing in front of the grotto's entrance.
Yeah, they wouldn't let us in. That's
and
right.
They
I forgot.
Were sort of choosing. It was like being at a hot nightclub. They were deciding who could get past and who couldn't.
Just the hot chicks.
And apparently only if you had large bosoms could you apparently get into the grotto that evening.
Yeah.
But it was good to see Snoop in his element, doing what he does best, which apparently is smoking out.
I'm see Ralph. How they come at black people?
Well, it's not because you're black, it's because you're stoned. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Money!
Oh, because I like to chug
money.
Big black ones.
Money!
Big balls, too. I like to put them in my
and money!
Money,
you want to say goodbye to him?
Thank you so much for everything, Coach. I really appreciate it. You've given me a wonderful life.
He's gone.
Darn.
He hung up.
That's so funny! On me. He hung up on you guys. You ruined my moment.
Hey, he got his plug in.
I really wanted you to have that moment with him.
Which makes it even better.
The money's here.
Check it. Yes.
Ah, yes, money.
Check this out. I'm not a real big fan of Paul Sunderland, dude who took over the impossible job of replacing legend Chuck Hearn. Something, by the way, I'm very familiar with.
I was a big fan of Chuck Hearn myself.
I really said Chuck?
You said Chuck.
Wow. Yeah. I'm going to kick my own ass after this.
No, Chuck
for that
was
one.
Good. I'm a big
guy's
fan of
Chuck.
Guy's
been dead a year, man. You already forgot his name.
That was 110.
I'm getting there. Check it. Yeah.
Big black ones.
There's a reason why we fired that guy.
Yeah.
But he is,
talk about credibility coming on the mic.
Yes.
Everyone waiting on my every
Chuck
word.
Chuck Hearn.
Yes.
He is back, nationally syndicated radio personality on the Petros and Money Show. And, of course, you see him on the TV this year doing college football games, if you can believe it. Matt Money Smith joins us in studio. Yeah. And his little brother, Kevin Smith, by the way, writer, director, actor, genius. Hi, Kev. How are you, man?
First time we got to work together. Yeah, it's like the Bacon Brothers. We've been trying for years, and now finally on the show.
That's right. Kevin Smith is co-hosting with us this week. Money is here today because, well, let's face it, we still don't have a sports guy, and there's so much great sports going on right now. I mean, this is one of those – we're in that magic time of year where you've got basketball, hockey, football, baseball, and soccer all going on at the same time.
Did you say soccer?
He did.
I did. Wow, how about that?
Yeah,
that's
soccer.
The first time. So do I.
I know.
And it's funny that Bean would mention it. You know, yesterday, because the Angels went into extras, there was like a 10-minute window when the Angels were playing, the Dodgers were playing, and the Monday Night Football game was going on with the Chargers. And really, for someone that likes sports, you had a tough decision to make.
You didn't have some
sort of
a lot.
Picture-in-picture. I mean, obviously, you want to watch the end of the Angel game because it was an extras with the Yankees, but still, Dodgers went behind early. The Monday Night Football game was very exciting. So, yes, it is a very good time right now.
Now, we got a lot of ground to cover in just a few minutes, and I have to start with there was a lot of expectations because there are two very good local baseball teams. People thought, hey, could this be the year that a freeway series happens? It's not looking likely at this point. Still certainly a possibility, though.
I think what happened was, you know, the Dodgers sweep the Cardinals, a series that most didn't even think they were going to win because of who they had to face as far as starting pitchers went. And then, of course, the Angels exercise their demons and sweep the Red Sox and do it in a fashion in which they beat a closer that had never given up a run in October. So really talk about momentum, and that's when, yeah, I think people thought about a freeway series as a possibility, but because the nature in which they exited the divisional series, they really thought it wasn't just a possibility, but a certainty. And right. Clearly, when you get into the championship series, you start facing guys like Cliff Lee and Cole Hamels for the Dodgers and, you know, for the Yankees, CC Sabathia and AJ Burnett and whoever the hell else they have on that bench that's getting paid $15, $20 million a year to throw, and that clearly makes things a lot tougher.
Can I jump in?
Yes.
As
sure.
The voice of somebody who is not a hardcore sports guy, it's just you listen to it and you're like, this is as inscrutable as an Israeli film. I want to understand what it means. Break it down for those of us who are completely dumb or new transplants to the state, to the city, which most of us are. Is there a huge rivalry between those two teams?
No. No, I don't
think
so.
It's not like because Yankees, Mets, or Yankees, Red Sox.
The Dodgers are so far ahead of the Angels.
But
Angels,
in general, in terms of like do fans, are there Angels fans who are like, I don't like the Angels as much as I hate the damn Dodgers?
There are.
No, it's not the same. It's not like it is, as you mentioned, in New York or in San Francisco with Giants versus A's and stuff like that. It's not like
Chicago.
That.
But I think there is, it's growing because of the Angels' success. I think
they've been so good,
There's growing resentment from the Dodgers, you know, fan base that says, you got to be kidding me, the Angels. I mean, look at where the Dodgers. Well, yeah, you're the Dodgers, but, you know, again, it's now 21 years since you last won the World Series. You know, last year they won their first playoff series in 20 years. And the Angels, meantime, Mike Socha has them, and as Bean's wallet can attest, win the AL West every year. They're now in the championship series. They won a World Series in 2002. So I think there is some of that traction. And just geographically, people in Orange County don't like Los Angeles. People in Los Angeles think, you know, Orange County is for white rich people that are borderline racist. So I think
which is why you live there, by the way.
I live in the northernmost part of Orange County. It's basically Long Beach, but so I think it's growing. Mm-hmm. It's not this, you know, you're either, you know, Jets, Mets, Yankees, Giants, we hate everybody. It's not quite at that level yet.
All right, I've got a question for you. Speaking of my wallet, every year Matt Money Smith and I make a bet about whether my Mariners are going to go further than the Angels, and I've lost
it,
now.
Mean.
7 years in a row. My question is, arrive in the mail at your house this year?
A currency exchange is now involved with our bet this year for the
How
first time.
How much was the bet? How many credits?
100.
100 credits. Bean figures out a way to creatively pay that bet so that it's a pain in the ass.
Well, and I'll tell you, there's a reason why we're at this point, because he's had to pay that bet for about 6 years in a row now.
Recap how you've done it, Bean. Year one.
I don't remember specifically. I just know some of my favorites in the past include mailing it to. My favorite was mailing him 100 separate envelopes, each with $1 in it.
Yeah. Yeah. He did twos. He did all $2 bills.
I did all $2 bills once. I think I did silver dollars one year.
I think it was Susan B. Anthony's one
Susan
year.
Susan B. Anthony's, that's what it was.
And this year, pesos.
So you have to go to the bank and get that change?
Well, no, now I'm playing the currency market, you know? I'm looking at fluctuations to see when I might be able to maximize my profit.
How many pesos is it?
It's a lot of 20s. I don't know what it eventually can. I mean, it's a
like
stack.
Like 9 billion pesos?
I think it's like 600 or something like that. I don't remember what it was.
I'm going to go to the club and make it rain with pesos and see what it gets me.
I said a peso. All right, let's change gears for a minute. Kevin Smith is here. He's one of the biggest Kings hockey fans that we know. And,
I do like hockey.
Period. I know you're the Devils of your team, right? Yeah, but I mean, you follow the Kings locally, though.
Whenever the Devils come to town, I follow the Kings. But I think we said yesterday, wouldn't it be great if they brought Gretzky back in the organization? I said I'd immediately buy box seats for the season.
Yeah. You're a huge fan of Gretzky. A lot of people are.
Yeah.
In that world.
But Kevin is obsessive about Gretzky, though.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
I just need a reason to go see the Kings, dude, because I grew up on the other side of the country.
And yeah.
You get that outsider package, you know? Go see Ovechkin, go see Crosby, see your favorite team, and here's your six games, and drink some beer.
But then you feel like such a tourist, man. And I shouldn't... I mean, I dig hockey so much I shouldn't be like a tourist at the Kings.
The funny thing about...
Staples, I really feel like I should be there all the time.
About
so
hockey
far.
Fans is more so than any other sport... It's guy wears his favorite sweater of his favorite team to the game, even if that team isn't playing. Still has to announce to the crowd. Hey, look, I know that it's Canucks Kings, but I'm a Capitals guy.
Yep.
Look at me right here.
That happens a lot.
I'm just here to see hockey.
That happens a lot. The game opener was a guy behind me with a Detroit jersey.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, what
just
are you
let
doing?
You know.
Yeah, Detroit wasn't playing.
Kings suck, Wings, brother. that's what you get all hockey game. Very dedicated fan base. But the Kings are, you know, my concern obviously is always with the Kings is goaltending.
Yeah.
It has been, I mean, we've lived through the Jamie Storrs, the Felix Potvans. I mean, it has been since Kelly Hrudy with an H, you know.
I heard that. I'm sure he appreciated it, too.
I think so.
He's like, oh, thanks.
Thank you. It has really been, you know, trying to find that second line that can score behind Kopitar's line, and it looks as though, you know, with Ryan Smith, that maybe they have that. So cause for optimism, I'm guessing, with the LA Kings this year.
Kevin, you'll have to go to the game with me. We'll go.
I would love to go with you. Okay. This is one of the few towns I've noticed. I travel around a lot. One of the few towns that will actually put hockey up on a billboard.
Is that right?
Yes. And when it's preseason, all of a sudden I started seeing massive billboards for like Kings, Pride, Power, Passion,
whatever.
It gets
you exciting, doesn't it?
It really does. Exciting. I mean, you just don't really see that many other places.
It's a very dedicated, you know, very niche but dedicated fan base here. You know, when you look at what they've done and the fact that they can continue to sell as many tickets as they do, then, you know, although as Chick Hearn once said, yeah, or Chuck. Whatever you want to call him, once said, you know, why are the games always sold out and why can't we get a rating on TV? Well, because everybody's here. That's why. There's nobody left to watch the games on TV.
Never thought of that. Yeah.
They're all in the arena.
Give me, before we take a break and come back and cover basketball and football, give me a two-sentence synopsis of where the Ducks are this year.
Still trying to find kind of that identity. Very similar to last season when they started out a little bit slow and you looked at that roster and you felt like, well, there's no reason for them to be in this sort of hole. They have all this talent and it eventually came around. I think the Ducks, to some degree, lost a little bit of their identity when Burke left. You know, I think he kind of, you know, really, really furthered that we're the badasses of the NHL kind of attitude. And now it doesn't seem like they have that quite as much, but it's early. You know, I mean, it's so early for both these teams. I mean, hell, the Kings were in first place today. I think they're in ninth. So, you know, it's that early in
tomorrow
the season.
Tomorrow first. That's how it works.
That was four sentences.
Does anybody
Sorry.
Care about the Sharks or no?
Not
here at all.
Well, maybe. I mean, very few, I would think.
Well, the Sharks are just the perennial underachievers, you know? And I think until they actually do something, you know, to warrant people getting excited about their regular season.
You've been to a Sharks game?
Shark Tank? Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, man. It's really, you'd think you were watching the Habs up in Montreal.
It's pretty unreal.
It's religious, and they bring that head down, they skate through it.
Woof.
Skating through a shark head, man.
Yeah. I love that.
All right, we have to take a break. I'd like you guys to notice, by the way, I've made no Smith Brothers cough drop jokes since the guys have been here today. It's been very, very difficult for me. I know, because how often do you have a chance to have two Smiths in at the same time?
I mean, Matt Money Smith is here. Kevin Smith is here.
We're going to take a break and come back with more right after this on The Kevin and Bean Show. Former sports guy of The Kevin and Bean Show, Matt Money Smith. You can now hear him all across the country with his friend Petros Papadakis talking sports.
Oh, how dare you.
Hey, you're doing college football games play-by-play this year.
So you're
now spending your weekends traveling to exciting locations like Iowa and Alabama. That's what it's come to?
Iowa City, Tuscaloosa. This weekend will be Tuscaloosa, Alabama. But, you know, if you want to talk college football, it is the Southeastern Conference. That is what college football is all about. As Kevin can attest, you know, when you get into Arkansas and Auburn and Alabama and Florida, it really is something special. You know, the ladies go in cotillion dresses. The men go in seersucker suits. You start pre-gaming 15 hours before kickoff. It really is pretty cool to see it.
Will you get me a picture of the University of Georgia Bulldog when you end up down there, please?
I'd absolutely love to see that. You know what I'll do, Bean? I will snatch that dog. I will bring it back
yes.
for you.
Right? Yeah, good luck with that.
Good luck with that. It'll be like midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. I will figure out a way to get that dog.
Hey, we have so little time because I know you have to go. You're very, very busy. But what a bizarre football weekend of upsets just behind us. Crazy, right?
Sorry to jump you there. There's so many bad teams. That's the problem, is there are so many bad teams that it surprises you when they actually win a game like the Chiefs. I mean, you look, the Titans. I mean, it's the worst performance I've ever seen in my life, the Titans in that game. They went down, you know, Tom Brady threw six touchdowns. They lost 59-0. They have zero wins. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have zero wins. You know, the Panthers just got their second win. The Chiefs just got their first. The Raiders got their second. And that's the problem. You know, so often we talk about all these 500 teams and how there's this great parity. Well, this year there's great parity. It's just all the teams suck.
Yeah.
So, and I don't know if there's any real great teams. You know, when you look at the NFC, the Saints are such a great team to watch. They're so entertaining. The Giants, you know, were exposed when they can't run the football in facing the Saints and you know, falling behind. They can't just pass the ball. And I think that's just kind of the way the NFL is going to play out this year, is because there's no one or two great teams to just crush the competition. You don't know what's going to happen, and all these teams can feast on you know, squads that you'll probably have 3-4 teams that finish with two wins this year, which means you're going to have a whole mess of teams that, you know, have maybe 11, 12, 13 wins.
Are the Vikings for real, and are the Broncos for real?
Most definitely. I think they both are, and I did not think the Broncos were going to be for real this year. All the tumult in the offseason and losing a franchise quarterback and being questioned by your team's leading receiver and having – their head coach is 33. Yeah. I mean, this guy is 33 years old. He acts like his mentor. It's crazy. He cuts up his hooded sweatshirt, kind of has that Mark Madsen, I'm confused look all the time on the sideline. But he has that team playing like they never have on defense. And they always had a lot of talent on defense. So that combined with him, you know, apparently being a very good offensive mind, you know, John Gruden-like offensive mind, has the Broncos, I think, in a position to be one of the top teams in the AFC. As for the Vikings, I mean, they're unreal. Brett Favre is unreal. It's just a question of, because he's such an old man, you know, like in week 12, will he throw like a long pass and his arm will just turn to dust
and
disappear? Yeah. You know, that would not surprise me.
But what a way to go, to die on the field,
right?
Yeah,
right. That's the way you do it.
Was it John Madden who I saw in the stands at the Eagles game? And I was thinking, I forgot that dude was even alive. That's how I have already forgotten that John Madden existed.
Well, you know, look, for all the love that you give John Madden, and a guy who really changed broadcasting in the way that he approached the game with the telestrator and trying to put it in layman's terms for people
watching.
And the turducken. Chris Collinsworth is the best analyst out there.
Really?
The guy that's doing Sunday Night Football. I believe him to be the best. So I think that, you know, he's more of a football guy as opposed to an I'm going to entertain you with wackiness guy.
Look at that sock on the field.
Yeah. But he's really the best if you listen to him. And the thing I like most about him is that he doesn't give a damn. He pulls no punches. He will say things like, that play just sucked, you know. And I think that's kind of refreshing to have a guy like that as opposed to quarterbacks that are very buttoned up and want to make sure the presentation is right. Collinsworth just kind of tells you what he sees, and there's no filter there.
Right. In our remaining a minute with Matt Money Smith, I have to ask, I don't see any reason why the Lakers wouldn't be the odds-on favorite to repeat in the NBA this year, right?
Right. Yeah, there's no question. They're the best team. They're the deepest team. They have two of the best offensive players in the NBA, and Powell and Kobe, probably the best low-post guy and the best two-guard, the best perimeter player. And you factor in, a guy in Ron Artest that's the best lockdown defender, on the perimeter, and it's going to be pretty hard.
You know why he's the best lockdown defender?
Why is he the best?
Because he's always in the gym.
You know.
Like, look at him.
Oh, that's right. Sitting right there. You know I want to look like you. When everybody scream, work out!
Even though I bench press, I still wear
my
black
vest. Now, he's got a new song. He's got a new song called Georgetown Girl. Yeah, you guys got to find it. I just found out yesterday at the end of the show. So, yes, Georgetown Girl by Ron Artest.
Last question for you. Most improved team in the offseason, I would think, has to be the Cavaliers getting Shaquille O'Neal.
Well, I like the Spurs. I like what the Spurs did in getting Richard Jefferson. Younger, athletic. They had, Manu Ginobili, who, I don't know how the Argentines work their birth certificates, but, with the bald spot, the fact that he's always broken up. I mean, Tim Duncan is getting old. So I think getting some youth and athleticism in that team is going to go a long way. We'll see what Shaq can do with the
Cavs. I think he's overrated because of his age. And
Shaq, but he's defense, try to slow down some of those bigger guys in the middle. As old as he is, he's still a mammoth dude. Yeah, and speaking from experience, when he hits your ass with that giant hand, he really, 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 really still can bring it, I'll tell you.
All right.
There's a follow-up question there, but I know you got to go.
Money does have to go. With all the sports that are going on right now, with as busy as you are, we're starting a divorce pool for you and your wife. I'm sorry. We have to do it.
Very nice, yes. I'm going to hire Mars lawyer for the prenup or the post-nup or whatever.
I've got February 13th, just so you know. We've already started the pool.
But
wow, that hurts.
Money, great to see you, man.
North Carolina State for a basketball game that weekend.
So you won't even get the papers.
Yeah, no. Good luck serving them to me there.
Thanks for coming in, man.
Absolutely. Right.
That's a band called Sublime, by the way, that I got to be honest, I did not think we would ever hear would be having new music coming out because they've had a problem with some of their personnel, staying alive. But they are back with a new lineup. Sublime will be here on the Kevin and Bean Show performing live on Friday with their new lead singer, Rome. That is going to be fascinating to see what those guys come up with. But you know what? A lot of people said the same thing about Alice in Chains, and they're doing great right now. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt until Friday. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday. CNN reporter Fareed Zakaria filing a very interesting report. Listen to this.
What got my attention this week was this new channel on YouTube. It's called Istiqlal Media. Istiqlal means independence in Arabic. What you're watching looks like a lovely travelogue of Afghanistan. And if you spoke Pashto, you would know that the song tells a tale of rebuilding that war-torn nation. Pretty innocuous, right? Well, it is actually Taliban propaganda. The enemy in Afghanistan has discovered YouTube.
Wow. How about that?
How so soon?
It won't be long before we start seeing clips on the soup, I'm guessing. Well, we wanted to find out more about this story, so we asked producer Alex, and I don't know how she does this. The government can't seem to find the Taliban, but Alex got him with a phone call. We have Ahmoud Mohammed Abdul Karim, who is the webmaster of the new Taliban YouTube channel, on the phone with us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hello, sir. Welcome to our program.
Assalamu alaikum, my babies. How are you today?
And to you as well. So did CNN get the story right? Have you really discovered the YouTube?
It is, my babies. It's amazing what we're doing on the YouTube. It's blowing up. All the kids are off the chain with it.
So what is it, in your own words, sir, what is it you're trying to do with your new channel?
Well, he says that Istiqlal is propaganda, but it couldn't be more different. It's just for entertainment purposes. We put clips from the Muslim community up on the YouTube.
Right.
And everyone has a good time, my baby.
Well, according to this reporter, one of the videos was a disturbing clip that showed hideous scenes of death and destruction set to music.
Oh, no.
Define hideous, my baby. Come on.
Well, I mean, if you're
there's death and destruction, but that's life, you know?
Right.
Yeah, but if you're blowing people up and that's entertaining to you, then that's not something people want to be a part of.
But you act like that's all we have on the Istiqlal. There's many more things for enjoyment.
Oh, I didn't know. I only heard of two things.
Oh, have you seen this hilarious clip with this song? Muslim rain. To the infidels we bring the pain. Muslim rain.
Okay. I'd like to see that, sure.
So you won't steal again.
Oh.
Yeah, that's crazy. Everyone loves that.
Yeah, that's entertaining. I guess you're right about that. What else do you have on the channel?
Oh, we have this new clip we just put up, my babies. You're going to love it and watch it over and over again. It's Osama bin Laden dancing to this song.
I'm a single man.
Look at him in that black outfit. Look at Osama, right? He's moneymaker, my baby.
Wow, that is crazy.
If you like it, you should have put a burqa on it.
I didn't think he was in that good a health to be able to dance like that, but that's pretty impressive.
It's crazy what he does, my babies. And also, have you seen a clip from Ahmed Crocker?
No.
It's amazing. You've got to watch this. Leave Osama bin Laden alone! Come on, that's crazy, that Ahmed Crocker. Everyone's picking on Osama bin Laden.
Well, that's what happens.
Oh, wait, what's that?
What happened?
It's the keyboard camel.
The keyboard camel.
I've been playing off by keyboard camel.
Oh, nothing you can do about that.
Oh, it's so funny. Not to be Muslim.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. Would You Like to Take That Back is coming up next hour here on the program. Also, we'll tell you what happened with the great mattress conclusion to whether your mattress actually doubles in weight after 10 years. We actually have video up at kevinandbean.com, and we'll discuss what happened earlier in the week coming up in just a few minutes. Right now, time for the Showbiz Beat, and it's Smith and Garmin.
It's now time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat with special correspondent Kevin Smith.
I got first rank there.
Yes, you did. Yeah,
nice. I like it, man.
Let's take a look at the romances in the celebrity world. Taylor Swift and Taylor Lautner apparently are a new hot couple.
Okay, now, hold on. That's just too cute.
Who's Taylor Lautner?
Twilight.
He
guy?
Is the werewolf from Twilight.
And who is Taylor Swift?
She is a very popular country singer who recently was interrupted by Kanye West at the MTV Awards.
So basically you got Tay Squared?
That's what you do. Tay Squared.
I hope they're happy. They're both insanely talented.
And hot. And I hope they have babies named Taylor. And I hope they leave show business and get a tailoring shop.
A tailoring shop. He's the wolf boy from the new Twilight?
Yes.
Yes.
He was in the other Twilight.
He was in the original,
very
too.
Briefly. Right. Oh, you're talking like you pay attention.
Trust me.
I read the books and I know the movies.
Lisa's really? 12 years old, apparently. She loves
Twilight.
That
dude, I was at the San Diego Comic Con, and they showed the clip of the wolf boy in the new movie taking his shirt off. Rips it off, really.
Yeah.
And he's got bigger pecs than I had ever in my life.
Right. Yeah.
So well, developed, but my lord, the little girls went crazy for it.
They love him.
Wasn't the thing with him, Ralph, that he was super wimpy and tiny, and he was lobbying for this wolf role, and they said, we don't think you've got the right build for it, so he just became a 100% gym rat?
He went to
lobby for the role.
He went to Psycho Mike's pharmacist, and they found a few syringes or something to help him
Psycho
out.
Psycho Mike, you don't do it naturally?
Oh, please.
I do now, but I haven't in the past.
Oh, shut up.
There was a time where you augmented?
Yeah, yep. I mean, I'm a normal-sized dude now, but there was a time when I was well over 210.
He was making regular trips to Tijuana, if that means anything.
What were you using to augment?
Trembolone sometimes. You got to mix that with the testosterone, siphonate, then the enanthate.
Really? You're playing around with hormones?
Oh, yeah. It's good times, dude. Yeah.
Did you grow a vagina?
No, but
it didn't have to.
Your balls fully shrink, but your main unit gets all veiny and swole too, like because it's all muscle.
So basically, if you were taking pictures to put up online, you would hide the veggie and go all meat.
It'd be all sausage. Yeah.
Wow. But then if they showed up in the room, they'd be like, "What happened?" Yeah. And you're like, "Sorry, those raisins represent my man."
Next thing is just dust.
And then you were like, I'm walking away from this?
I just got older and realized it was stupid, and I'm not a professional athlete. It's not really...
What were you doing this for?
I was the vanity.
It's not like, I was earning $12 million a year playing basketball, so you're like, I was just bored.
Yeah.
You wanted to meet men.
Boredom and
curiosity. See, this is the show beat, Biz. You should be walking right here in your own room. This
dude can tell us about syringes?
Yes, and all sorts of interesting stuff. And he's a celebrity. Psycho Mike?
Yeah!
Take it easy.
My co-anchor Kevin Smith, of course, has worked with many famous actors, including Matt Damon in Dogma.
Psycho Mike, that Matt Damon.
No,
I'll tell you
he
that
is
right
not.
Now.
Damon's in the news today. Here's Kevin Smith with more. Kevin.
Matt Damon enjoys bringing sand to the beach, people. I didn't write it. I just read it. Insiders at the Hustler Club tells the New York Post Page Six column, Gossip column. That, wow, I'm messing this up.
That's right, man.
You know what? I take
Turns
it back. You are
then.
Way better at this than I am. hold on. Where was it?
You can just recap it.
I don't remember the story.
You didn't read
Gossip column. The toothy actor Matt Damon is in a strip club, the Hustler Club.
Right.
According to Page Six.
Getting lap dances,
he's
right?
He's getting lap dances, but not from the normal stable of girls. Word is his wife, Luciana, did the grooving duties despite club rules that civilians aren't normally allowed to shake the thing. How is this a news story?
It's news because Matt Damon's in a strip club and he's got his wife with him and she's the one giving him the lap dance.
That's
that is
not news.
BS.
That is the smartest man on the planet.
Exactly.
That is a dude who knows exactly. He's like,
listen,
look,
to this guy.
I'm going to be in a room full of scantily clad women.
Right.
That's good enough for me. His wife, you ever see Lucy?
Yeah, she's adorable.
Chick. So he's just like, all right.
Well, then keep it at home. You don't have to go to a strip club. What are you going there for?
I mean, here's the sad thing. How many Matt Damon went out last night stories have you ever done? He goes out once, and you're like, get back inside, Matt Damon.
Because
it's be with your married wife behind closed doors so us single people don't have to think about you breeders.
Man bites dog there. He's at a strip club, and his wife is the one doing the dancing. That's why it's newsworthy.
That's sweet.
If he just went to a strip club
Matt
like an
Damon
average guy.
Will forever get laid, and you and I will struggle with it. Because he knows how to play the game. He's just like, you got to play to the audience,
dude.
Yeah,
he's got
dude.
The eye candy, but he's got
plus,
his
he looks
wife
like that.
Totally. And his wife goes home, and she's like, thank you for just letting me do that instead of anyone else. He's like, I love you. You rock.
Smith, by the way, is the guy who said he doesn't look at porn anymore. He doesn't need it because he's got his wife.
No, I said I don't need it. I still look at it. Okay. I'm always looking for somebody I know. That's why I look
my
at
bad.
It.
My bad. Today's celebrity birthday is Tom Petty's 59 years old today. Actor Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen Appaloosa, by the way, check it out with Ed Harris. We need more Westerns. Why don't you do a Western, man?
My idea of a Western, I don't think people would let us rent horses for it.
Okay. ASPCA would step in.
Yeah, totally. You made Clerks, too. We saw what you did with the donkey.
Yeah, exactly.
Viggo is 51.
Is
Snoop
he really
Dogg.
51 years old?
Looks good.
Dude, he looks amazing.
He
I want to look like that at 51.
What was the history of violence?
You don't look that now?
I want to look that way. Yeah, now. No, I'm 39.
The one where he's way naked is the one.
He plays
Eastern,
the Russian mob.
Yeah,
Russian
he does
mob
Eastern Promises or something.
Eastern Promises, yeah.
Yeah. He's dangling the whole time with that fight.
Snoop Dogg turns 38 years old
also
today.
I'm rich. Older than Snoop Dogg?
Yeah.
Wow, man. I just assumed he was older
but
than
But that's
me.
Not counting weed years.
That's yeah. true.
Yeah.
I'm
yes,
catching
is.
Up in weed
yes,
years.
Yes, it is, by
I
the way.
I actually surpassed him at this point.
And John Krasinski of The Office celebrates his 30th birthday.
My chicks dig that guy.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
We have a Give Till It Hurts blood drive this Friday at Universal Studios
really?
Hollywood.
Whoa.
Kevin Smith and Ralph Garman will be there. On Friday morning.
They're doing the showbiz beat from Universal, right, on Friday.
That's
I'm
right.
going to watch people give blood. I'm not going to partake.
You don't
because
do that?
He has high blood.
Yeah, I don't
high
know.
Blood.
I don't know if they take it.
Because you don't want to help save a life.
No.
It's the,
I'm just afraid they'll give my blood to somebody and they'll be like, hey, man, I'm high.
It's the world famous K-Rock, and it is 8 minutes after 8 o'clock.
You can get all the details on that at kevinb.com. Kevin Smith is sitting in this week. I don't think you were with us last Friday when we got the thrilling conclusion to what happens to your mattress after you've been sleeping on it for 10 years. Do you know about this, Kevin? Do you know about how this whole debate started?
I've heard only whispers of it outside of this room. Please recap.
It is scary. We saw a commercial from a local guy in Southern California who does mattress. He sells mattresses.
Sit and sleep.
And he says that
he's not Neil with a deal. He's the other guy.
Correct.
No, your mattress is free.
Yeah,
he's your killing me, Larry, is who he is, right?
So he says that your mattress doubles in weight in 8 years, and that it's full of. Well, let me have him describe. This is, we went outside and we had somebody bring down a scale and we brought in Alex's mattress, our producer. And we asked him, how did it double in weight?
Doubles in weight.
From dust mites, body sweat, dead skin, ooh, saliva, and other fluids and things.
All right, now this is Alex's there. Mattress, so what fluids do you know are in there?
Fluids that are not FCC safe.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's gross. It doubles in
it's
weight.
Gnarly. It's
doubles.
I find that hard. Look, even Alex, who has more fluids than most people going on in her bedroom, even Alex shouldn't, her mattress shouldn't double in weight. That just seems insane.
Really?
And as I brought up when we first saw the Sit and Sleep commercial a couple of weeks ago, I said, how would you ever be able to move a mattress if it doubled in weight? It seems like you couldn't lift it at that point.
Well, it doesn't become 800 pounds. I'm not dealing with like 7 California Kings.
Most of them do start lighter than you would guess. Because it said on the mattress tag what it weighed, 20 pounds.
Is that all?
Which is kind of shocking. But
it
I think
it was a full. It wasn't a twin, but it's just awkwardly shaped. We were talking about it in the office. It's just the weight distribution we think is
awkward. Shaped like a heart, was it?
Yes. So then we asked him to clarify a little bit more about how it doubles in weight, and this is what he said.
Well, what it is not just It's the skeletons of the dust mites. It's their feces, actually.
Dust mite is what we're dealing with. Here, right?
That's so gross.
It's the ultimate pooper scooper.
Yeah, so that happens.
You don't
wait,
you don't want
skeletons
think
of dust mites?
Yes.
They die in there. And so it's a graveyard.
Yes.
Insects have skeletons? I thought they were all exoskeleton.
It's a dust
is
mite.
Is this guy
it's
a microscopic? Unless he's Neil with the deal, I don't know if I can trust anything he says.
He's our friend Larry Miller. He certainly knows about mattresses, but I still can't imagine that most of us are sleeping on top of a dust mite graveyard.
Yeah.
And a dust mite toilet for that
matter. Yes. That too, but the dude essentially said that sweat and other bodily fluids make that heavier.
Yes.
Maybe he's having way more sex than I ever do, but no way, dude.
Well,
and the other thing is if you have mattress pads, and a lot of people, like I have the Tempur-Pedic mattress pad, like does that
but you have to think
that
you have rubber sheets? Is that what you're getting at?
She does.
Yeah.
She does.
She's like, my mattress weighs exactly what it weighs when I run out. It's because of my rubber sheets. And they laughed at me. But now I'm the smart one.
He is saying it's over, or they're saying it's over 8 years. It's not over like a week. It's over 8 years.
Right, but even so,
yeah,
it's hard to believe, right? So we had a guy bring a scale to the parking lot. We brought in her mattress, and we weighed it. And we checked the tag, and it said 20 pounds. What, 5 ounces?
20 pounds, 5 ounces from 1997. It was my mother's guest room mattress.
All right, and then we weighed it.
It's 49 pounds.
So it's more than double.
And it started at 20. It's more than double. Double.
More than
true?
Double.
Yes.
49
oh
pounds.
My God.
It was more than double. I was so skeezed out.
I am burning my mattress.
Wow, man. I'm not.
It was gross.
Now I'm collecting dirty mattresses.
Oh, man.
Okay, Alex, you are such a whore.
I know. I'm more of a whore than
you. Oh, my God. Oh, that's unbelievable.
Pounds. Is that what it's all from? Coupling?
No.
Well,
yeah.
That is
dust
mites.
Do you spill a lot of stuff in bed? Just drinks?
There were some busy,
hot dogs.
You know, there's busy seasons.
Sure.
Apparently, man.
But here's the question. The question I asked last week, and I'm sorry that I couldn't be there on Friday when you guys taped this, but did you ask Larry Miller, where do the dust mites come from? They don't spontaneously grow out of dust, right?
No, they're drawn to dust.
They're drawn to dust.
But where do they come from? Are they climbing up the stairs and walking over to your mattress and hopping on? Or how do they get into the bedroom?
They've got to come from somewhere. They can't
just materialize. Yeah, I know, but they're microscopic.
Where?
I don't think they can walk up the stairs.
They're microscopic. How can they have skeletons?
Why do you get dust webs?
I don't have any of those answers.
Here's what you interviewed the guy.
Here's what I'm telling you. Everything that he said...
It's true.
It seems to be true.
And
Alex's mattress was 20 pounds and it weighed 49.
Let me ask you this. Did he make any comments about the Holocaust?
No.
Or things that compare truths against? Because this just seems out there, man.
It does, but it... So then I said, "How? This is based on what?" And he said, oh, scientific study. I couldn't put it in a commercial if it wasn't. And I said... There's stuff every day that people lie about in commercials.
Yeah, totally.
I mean,
Larry's not really being killed by Irvin, for instance.
If you want to sell a mattress, tell people that.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go buy a new mattress
right now.
By the way, it gets better.
Well, that's what
they do. At least measure mine or weigh my old mattress.
So then we cut it open.
Chainsawed
it open.
Okay.
And I said, what color is this supposed to be? And there was a pad on it that was green. And he said, white.
Wow. He had this look on his face and he went, oh, that's all supposed to be white. It looked like Shrek. Like Shrek was the magic.
Oh, dear God.
It was some kind of bright green.
It was fungus.
Are you kidding?
Get out of here.
Yes, he said that's from the dust mites, and that turned green because of fungus.
Yeah.
That was so scary.
Ew.
It was so nasty.
Yeah.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Now.
Good thing, because you don't want to be telling people, like, I sleep on slime.
But
my mattress is rotted out.
We all sleep on
we
slime.
We all do.
Well, but we don't all rip ours open with chainsaws. We don't know. Her, we know about.
Yeah.
Her, we can cast out and judge.
But don't you now need to check yours? And listen.
No, you need to burn yours. That's what you need to do.
Probably. In this tough economic...
I burn my mattress, I'm going
to
get
high. In this tough economic times, I would like to point out that we have to do a lot of live commercials that we do get paid for. This is not one of them.
No, not
We're not
really,
getting paid by this client to do this.
No.
But we checked it, and everything that he says seems to be true, and that's gross.
Hmm.
Look, I mean, they're doing
it. Did it make you change any way you slept last night or go about your life since then?
I wrapped myself in plastic.
That's what we all need to do, essentially bathe in that 99.9% germ-killing stuff.
Yes.
And then get into a bed.
I like it.
Just Purell yourself. Mm.
You know, it's weird, though, because you do hear stuff all the time in commercials, and rarely do you take that extra step of going to the client and saying, all right, prove it. And then Larry Miller from freaking Sit and Sleep comes down and more than proves his point. I mean, that is shocking to me. And I'm going to start sleeping outside.
He proved his point. He just terrified a nation.
Yeah. Yes, he did. Right.
It's going to start here. Information is going to get out. Soon everyone will be talking about.
I see a movie in Kevin Smith's future called Death Mattress.
Yeah.
I mean, double the amount of weight. That's
terrifying.
Killer.
Whores everywhere.
Yes. It's not just whores.
Yeah. That would be the true test. You got to find somebody who doesn't get nearly as much action.
That's true.
And then measure their
Mike.
Mattress.
Mike, yeah. No, but he's
Come
got.
On.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Come
Forget
on,
that.
Dude.
Yeah.
Don't lie. I can tell. Look at the look in his eyes. Like, dude, my mattress weighs four times what it was.
That's all from my own private fund.
At least you're calm and relieved. Is what I'm getting.
So you can see that video if you'd like to. Kevin and Bean TV at kevinandbean.com.
You can actually see the color, the green she's talking about.
Yeah, it's not as bright on the camera, but it was. Yeah, it was like Shrek. Just waving from there.
What are you going to do now? You're essentially going to change mattresses more quickly than you did.
That day, I just threw it out in the dumpster.
Well, yeah, but that's like, because we saw it open, you know. So, but
awesome. A hammock.
Tried to tape it back together.
I'm going to just do a hammock.
Good idea.
Or should we? What is his suggestion? Buy a new mattress more soon.
7 or 8 years. Yeah.
A one bit of old business. Eric writes in.
Yeah, Eric.
Hey, Bean, dust mites live everywhere. They're in your carpets. They live on your skin. They eat the dead skin as it sloughs off. In fact, when you shower, dust mite eggs rupture and the new ones come right on out. So you can never fully get rid of them. Basically, they hit you right on you, your pets, they get into your mattress, your couch, and everything else you touch, they are in the wind. So apparently we are just surrounded.
Your eyebrows and your eyelashes as well.
Glendale?
They do?
Yeah. You have mites in your eyelashes and eyebrows, and they eat the debris and stuff and keep those areas clean.
This is all bad news.
Poor Corolla.
So wait a second. Based on the whole mattress theory,
yeah.
If I slough off all the dead skeletons and bed bug poo,
right.
I'll be like half the weight I am now.
Exactly.
There you go. We're on to something.
You just
that's
need a
great
good
news.
Cleansing. That's all.
Like, that's true. A good scrubbing is all I've been needing.
Yeah. All right. Kevin Smith is co-hosting with us this week. It's time for Kevin and Beans. Would you like to take that back?
Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you, if you could, you, would you, could you take that back? Would you like to take that back? Would you like to take that back? Tell me, would you, if you could, you, would you, could you take that back?
This is not mistakes. This is people who try to make jokes. And then looking back on it with 2020 hindsight, sometimes you go, it was a swing and a miss. I tried.
You very rarely get second chances in
life.
That's
correct.
And this is an opportunity for you to wipe the slate clean and to retract any boneheaded attempt at humor you may have made.
So Ralph was on vacation last week, and we had different people filling in for showbiz. We had Anel, K-Rock, our listener, come in and do the showbiz one time. And he was talking about the story about Leona Lewis, who was autographing her book, and a dude walked up and punched her in the face.
Ooh. And a guy lined up and, I guess, asked for an autograph, and he decided to slap and go ahead and punch her in the eye.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have to ask if anyone knows if she was bleeding love.
You went there.
Going to hell.
Don't applaud. Don't you can't play the applause for yourself.
Would you like to take that back?
If you're asking me if I would like to take back the Bleeding Love, which was Leona Lewis's big number one hit record song, no, I would not like to take that back, as a matter of fact. Wow. I thought that was completely appropriate.
Wow.
Can I interject?
Yeah, sure.
She got hit in the same place I was signing like 2 days prior.
Really?
Yeah, it was the Waterstones in Piccadilly Circus.
And I remember leaving
that night, and there was a poster, because I was like, who's this? And they're like, you should know her. She's American. So, I said, really? And she came 2 days later, and then they called me, and they were like, remember where you were signing? Some broad got punched in the face.
Maybe the guy thought it was you, and
totally.
He was disappointed.
Yeah. We do bear a striking similarity.
Well,
you do.
Last, maybe it was the week before last, Ralph was talking about the world's biggest Batman collector.
Yes. He was the Fountain Blue heir from the Hotel Fountain Blue in Florida, and he was murdered, and his Batman collection was stolen from his warehouses.
And this is Ralph immediately following that story.
Police are looking for a pasty-faced man with green hair and a smile. That's what I've heard. See?
Put that in the file.
Oh, really?
Yeah, put it in the file.
What? A guy who goes, walks around with an umbrella and a top hat.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Knew where you were
you're
going
saying.
With that.
Guy with question marks all over
right.
his
Right.
Okay.
Keeps asking riddles.
Some of the enemies of Batman.
Yes, Kevin.
The original
yes.
series.
Yes.
We got it.
Would you like to take that back?
No! What criminals could be more germane to that story than those criminals?
That's a good joke.
Thank you, Kevin Smith.
I like that.
And Kevin knows from good
Hollywood
jokes.
Tell
mogul
me.
Kevin
hey,
Smith.
I made Mallrats. I know what I'm talking about.
Kryptonite condom. That's one of his. That was a good joke.
I like that. That's a good joke. We, I remember one year watching the Oscars, and I guess it was the year that maybe the first year that Chris Reeve was in the wheelchair after the accident, and he's on stage and everyone's applauding him, and then they cut from him directly to Gene Hackman. And I was like, what a bad cut, because it just looked like Lex Luthor was like, I finally won. Such a bad cut.
So I'm not taking it back.
All right.
Own it, dude.
Wow, no one's taking anything back today. All right, Dave the King of Mexico in the studio. He was talking about Paramore.
You love yourself some Paramore, don't you, Dave?
I do love the Paramore, yeah.
Where did this all come from? How did this obsession begin?
You know, it all started at a Warped Tour. I just happened to catch them, and then from then it was love. Yeah. Love, love, love. And you see Paramore, as they say.
Oh, man.
Put it in the file.
Would you like to take that back?
Paramore.
See? Paramore.
What he did
because
there.
Amore means love.
Here's the thing that...
yeah, I think we understand it, Dave.
Here's the problem. Questioning. Here's the problem with this bit, is that Bean explains what he meant, and then Ralph explains what he meant, and now, as if that makes it better. We get it.
You didn't get it.
The question is,
would you like to take that back?
God, no!
I think us not laughing is a hint.
Right.
I think
it doesn't mean we didn't get it. It means that it wasn't good.
I'm not in that file, mister. That's you.
Yeah, right. I'm honored to be in that file, by the way.
This is Ralph.
Come on!
Doing a showbiz story about Fred Durst and how he was getting divorced after 1 month of wedded bliss.
Poorly, Fred was so upset by the breakup that he wanted to break stuff.
That's
a good one.
Wow. Put that in the file, Mike.
Did he get it all for the nookie when he got married?
Oh,
really?
That's a good one.
What else you got?
Oh, wow. That was a twofer. That was a twofer right there. I only charged you for one.
But here's the...
Gave you a bonus.
But here's the problem, is that Bean has the applause sound effect for his own jokes, and then you're giving yourself verbal high fives right after your joke. Come on.
Not taking that back.
If no one else gives it to you, maybe you shouldn't get it.
There's no need to take it back, but you did set me up for a different thing altogether. I thought it was going to be like, you know, Ralph's talking about the breakup, and then he had this to say, and let's see if he wants to take it back. And I thought it was going to be like, I want him in my mouth. Then I'd be like, take it back, Ralph. Quick, take it back.
Yeah. He was just doing Limp Bizkit song title. Sorry to disappoint.
All right. Keeping in mind the age of our audience, I give to you Ralph doing a showbiz story and Bean making a really bad joke.
See, because Sparrow is going to get his little birdie ass beat.
You got to keep your eye on him.
Whoa. No.
Whoa. Want to kill you.
Come on. Keep your eye on the Sparrow. Who's with me? No one. Which is why no one laughed.
Sparrow's
a new
kid's name. Some celebrity kid. They named her kid Sparrow.
That's Nicole Richie. Would you like to take that back?
Nicole Richie. That's it. Yeah.
Keep your eye on the Sparrow is lyrics from the theme to Beretta, from the TV show Beretta.
From what year?
Which was not important. It doesn't matter what year it is. It's forever.
If this was a 1973 morning show, excellent reference.
Yes.
Ahead of the curve, even.
Smithy's coming down on me now.
That show was on the Dumont Network in 1947, I'm pretty sure.
I am going to say, okay.
Yes, you should.
I'll take that. Otherwise, why do the bit? Finally, from yesterday's show, Kevin Smith.
Uh-oh.
Oh, really?
Co-hosting Showbiz
with
Ralph.
I like to make fun of others, not myself.
You're going to get a chance to take it back. Here we go.
Don't you got any gossip, dude?
Never mind
real news.
You want
to hear
gossip?
Some dirt.
Yeah. Want something juicy?
Who's zooming who?
I'll tell you what.
Really? Explain now. I imagine a lot of people don't get that.
What rocked about that so much was the long beat. And then you with a serious expression going, really? Almost like, come on, dude. I let you onto the airwaves. Don't make early 80s references. We got some airtime to sell.
Who was that? That was Aretha Franklin.
Yeah. But hearing the Beretta reference, my finger's on the pulse.
But wait, you said he should take Dennis Miller.
But
you said that he should take that reference back. So should you take back your Aretha Franklin joke?
No, man. I'm still on the cusp.
Would you like to take that back?
No, I'm owning it. I'm still on the cusp. Plus, I'm bringing it back. Who's zooming who is going to be huge. That's my new catchphrase on this show.
All right. I like it.
Would you like to take that back?
One more chance.
No. Who's zooming who?
All right. All right. We'll be right back.
Would you like to take that back?
One last chance.
I don't know. Right. I feel strong about it.
Just giving you a lot of opportunities.
All right. I'll take it back.
Right. Very excited about our next guest. Why don't we preface it before we bring him on the line with a dramatic reading of one of his most recent emails. Here's Psycho Mike reading the words of our dear friend, Doto.
Bean, on phone better?
What we going talk about? Anything bad? Hope not. Nagave. If so, may not want. Not want on air. I got laid, man. Doe.
Wow.
There's no punctuation whatsoever.
No.
I love Doe so much, and he has been known on this program as the International Man of Mystery. But for somebody like Kevin Smith, who maybe hasn't heard him before, and Kevin Smith is co-hosting with us this week, how do you describe Doe, Kevin? Just how, I mean, what do you say about him in just a few words for folks who haven't heard him before? He's the International Man of Mystery.
His dad travels for business, and he travels a lot. He goes to Korea and China all the time, and we can rarely get him on the phone. You just have to listen to him, I think, is probably the best way. Hey, Doe.
You'll fall in love like we have.
Hey, Doto.
Hey, Bean. How you doing, Kevin?
Kevin, I'm good. How are you?
Look, Bean, so far I haven't broken any law, so hopefully I'm not going to be arrested, Kevin Bean.
Well, if you haven't broken any laws, you're probably not going to be arrested. You're going to be fine. Hey, are you familiar with our friend Kevin Smith, who's co-hosting with us this week? Do you know the popular actor, director, and writer Kevin Smith?
You know what? To be honest, I haven't done my research on it, Bean.
Haven't done your research? It's okay. You don't have to do research.
Fair's fair. Fair's fair.
That's fine.
I don't know him. He doesn't know me.
I'm sorry to interrupt, guys, but Doto, you said you didn't break any laws, but I have in writing.
Yeah, this was in Hong Kong a couple months ago, Mike. Look, I know what I did was dumb. I was drunk. I didn't think right.
What did you do, Doto?
I wasn't even mentioning that. You're going on a whole different tangent. I was talking about in writing how you said that you were going to kill my family and Lightning's family by 2012.
Well, that was different, though.
Look, I was just joking around.
Yeah. Okay. He's just joking around.
That's a good joke.
Because that's a funny joke. What happened in Hong Kong 2 months ago, Doe?
You know, I was drunk. I didn't know what I was thinking. And someone was screwing around with me. And I just I lost my temper. I just lost my cool, man.
And what happened?
And what'd you do?
I used pepper spray.
You pepper sprayed somebody.
Look, I didn't know. Nobody got hurt, Kevin Bean. I was just...
It was just a temporary stinging. That's
blindness?
All.
No,
I've been pepper sprayed. It's not that big a deal. It hurts, but you're all right.
Wait, is your name really Kevin Bean? I've been calling you the wrong name all this time.
No, I'm Kevin. This is Bean.
No, but it's all one word.
It is Kevin Bean.
All right, listen, Doe, since we so rarely get you on the air, we have a lot of ground that we need to cover. Tell us about this email where you said, I meet a Russian lady, Swiss lady, went out for a few drinks and buffet in Nam in Hong Kong. One of their husband is ex-Russian mafia.
I was at the resort. I met a Russian lady. We went out for some drinks. I got to know her, and she was working for an oil company. Can I tell you how I met her, guy?
Please.
Sure.
When I was at the buffet, I was staying at the Seahorse Hotel, right, Kevin Bean? And then I was eating the dinner buffet, lobster, man, steak. And then I went up to her, and I introduced myself.
You love your buffets. I know that.
I told her who I am. I introduced myself, and she told me what she does. And I asked her, Natasha, would you like to maybe get a cup of coffee, maybe next day, maybe in the morning?
Nicely done. Look at you.
She works in the oil company, man.
The oil company?
Oil.
Oh.
And you said that she's Russian lady, Swiss lady, meaning that she's some of each?
She's Russian. And then there's another lady I met in Hong Kong. She's a Swiss lady. I met her when I was in Stanley Market. I was looking for sunglasses.
So you're basically, you just go around and collect women from different countries.
It's pretty much by luck, you know, Bean? It's sometimes you don't know what life is like, a box of chocolate, right, Bean?
That's what I understand. That is actually very true and very timely. So one of their ex-husbands is Russian mafia. Does that concern you at all, Doe?
Well, to be honest, I'm going to be a little bit worried about that, Bean.
Did you?
Why would I be dumb not to worry about it? Because I don't want to die, Bean.
Do you know for a fact that her husband is Russian mafia?
That's what she told me, so I don't know if she's telling me the truth. Okay. No, I guess I got to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Did she tell you this before? Did you have sex with her?
No, I didn't.
Okay, then what are you worried about?
She took me, you know what, we went out to walk, and we just had a cup of coffee, and she took me into her hotel room, Bean.
Yes.
And then
what happened then?
And then the pepper spray flowed.
And you went in the jacuzzi, all right.
In the jacuzzi with her? Are you kidding me? That's great.
Yeah.
And then?
And then we just talked, and then I told her I love Steven Seagal, and I just love the karate movies.
Okay.
That's Doto's opening line for a woman is he loves Steven Seagal and all of his movies.
Yeah, because on YouTube, Mike, I keep watching those movies, man.
Yeah, right. That's good.
Why didn't you close that deal if you're in her hotel room in a jacuzzi? Why couldn't you make that happen, Doe?
Yeah, because when I was there, my old man was walking around, so I don't want to do anything dumb, Bean, Kevin.
Well,
your old man was in the room with you guys?
The old man was walking around. The old man was walking around the aisle, so I didn't want to make a scene.
Aisle?
No, but when you were in the jacuzzi, we're talking about.
Were you in this jacuzzi at a Home Depot?
Nope, it wasn't at Home Depot. It was in a hotel.
Oh, is it outside jacuzzi?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about her room.
Oh, yeah, outside jacuzzi. Okay. All right. So no action there. Is she someone you might see again the next time you travel to that part of the world?
Why not, Bean? Hey, man, this world, the world's very global. I said, what the heck, right, Bean?
The world is global.
What the heck, right?
That is true.
Did you bang the Swiss lady? Did you bang the Swiss lady, though?
Did I?
Yeah.
No.
What? Okay, you said in one of your emails, "Hey man, I got laid." Who was that?
To be honest, I did screw with her, Bean.
With who?
What?
Swiss lady.
The Swiss lady.
Oh, the Swiss lady. So you did have sex with the Swiss lady?
Yeah.
Well, why would you say no when I originally asked you?
What?
I'm sorry, I was confused, Bean.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
So you did or you did not have sex with the Swiss lady?
I did.
Okay, all right.
Oh, she's a very lucky woman. Now, what about, final point here, Doto, and you're very kind to be on the air with us because we've missed you. What about the email that you sent me that said this in its entirety? Bean, my father think maybe a black woman would be good for me, Doe. Because what's that all about?
Can I tell you what I say? Because in the past, my parents was they're uncomfortable. Now that they're okay. Because since I like to talk and I'm pretty aggressive, and then a lot of Chinese lady are pretty, Asian lady are pretty passive, so they don't like to talk as much. So the almost say, "Do maybe a black lady might be good for you, man? Maybe your personality or her personality could match."
Oh, okay. Because they never shut up, right?
Yeah. Come on, what do you mean? How do you know?
Well, I'm saying the same thing your father's saying, which is black women love to talk. That sounds perfect for somebody like you.
Maybe that could be another option to look into.
Are you attracted to black women?
Maybe,
because that's Bean's favorite.
That's irrelevant, Bean.
All right.
Doto.
Seems relevant, but all right.
Doto, it's Mike. If the Kevin and Bean Show was willing to line up some type of Doto's black woman dating game, would you be interested in that?
I'll consider that, Mike.
So you'd come in studio and we could do that? We can bring in three or four beautiful women for you and you could pick the one you like?
I'll consider that, Mike.
All right. Before we say goodbye, Kevin Smith, your first exposure to the International Man of Mystery. Any questions for Doto before we let him go?
I like to. What, Kevin?
Kevin Smith, any questions for Doto before we go?
The Swiss Miss. I want to know more about her.
You know what? She's not in the States now, but she's pretty nice. She's working in a restaurant in Hong Kong, and I met her in Stanley Market, and she lives in Hong Kong for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Was she pretty?
She's on a scale from 1 to 5. She's about a 6.
On a scale of 1 to 5, she's a 6.
Is she 5'8 or 5'9?
Dark hair?
5'7.
How come it can't be a scale of 1 to 10 if she's a 6? I'm just saying.
Because then if the scale is to 10 and she's a 6, she's a 12. Not that great.
Yeah, that's right.
But if it's a scale of 5 and she's 6, it's amazing.
All right. Doto, did you, I hate to ask, but we have to be careful these days. Did you use protection with the Swiss Miss?
Look, I'm not stupid, Kevin Bean. Of course I did. Why would I not use it?
Of course you would. Right. We know that's the answer. We know.
All right, listen, we're going to leave it there for now. Doto, we're very, very happy to have caught up with you. We'd like to do it again soon, and we're going to get back to you about Mike's idea of maybe hooking you up with a fine ebony sister, okay?
Yeah, thanks, Bean.
Okay, Doto, thanks a lot for coming on the show.
Thanks, Bean.
You're the best.
Okay, bye-bye, Doto.
I love him.
I think it's good that he used protection. I don't think you want to pass those genes out.
It's now time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat with special correspondent Kevin Smith.
Kevin is sitting in with me all week long during the Showbiz Beat, and if you'd like to catch Kevin live, I don't know if you've ever seen him do his Evening With.
It's patented stand-up?
No, it's where I actually go to sleep in front of people. That is how you spend an evening with Kevin
evening
Smith.
Evening with Kevin.
He overcharge for it, but still.
Packs a ball, cracks open a bag of Chips Ahoy, and then we just will sleep on your couch.
I like totally. You watch me slowly black out, talking about how funny The Simpsons always is.
Yeah, if you want to spend some time with him this weekend, he'll be at the Orpheum Theater downtown Los Angeles. It's a great place to see a show, and we've got a pair of tickets, I believe, to give away. Let's give it away to the fifth caller right now. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. The fifth lucky caller will get a pair of tickets to spend an evening with Kevin Smith down at the Orpheum Theater in Los Angeles this Saturday. And if you would like to go, you can go to Ticketmaster.com and purchase tickets to that same set event.
Wow, man. Although it sounds good.
Although Kevin called it Ticketron yesterday.
I did yesterday. I showed my
age. Been a while.
By being like, and when you post those, you got to call Michigan 289.
That's right. Ticketmaster.com, Kevin Smith at the Orpheum this Saturday. Hey, have you ever been drawn on or appeared as a voice on The Simpsons, Kevin?
No, but they referenced me. Well, they didn't reference me. They referenced Silent Bob, and that was a career high for me.
Sure. Yeah. That's
I've
cool.
been told that there are people on The Simpsons, the writers, that don't like me, and that's why.
What? Aww.
Matt Groening was like, I've tried to have you on so many times because he's like, I'm a huge fan. His kids, I think, are big fans. But he was like, there's some people on the show just don't like you. I was like, hey, thanks for telling me, Matt.
What a bummer. So Paula Abdul gets to do a voice.
Family Guy took a shot at you, too.
Family Guy took a shot at me this year when they said something like the main character was in a time machine. Went.
He was like in the 1700s
or something. Yes, and he was like, I'm 2,000 years from the films of Kevin Smith.
Yeah.
Brutal.
Yeah, but I'll take it. They keep saying my name on TV, and I'm like, wow. The six-year-old me is delighted.
Lindsay Lohan's in the news, apparently.
Lilo. I can't believe you let the six-year-old and me go, dude. Come on, you're a trained comedian. I lobbed it up there for you. You could have whacked it out of the park in a slew of pederasty jokes, but instead you went right to show business.
It's just so easy.
I know, it's true.
You and Roman have such the rep already.
It's true.
Lindsay Lohan looking to get a restraining order against her scariest fan. Her dad, Michael Lohan, apparently did an interview this week where he said he'd like to kidnap his daughter in order to steer her away from bad influences.
I'm going to call up Lindsay Lohan and see if she wants to hang out on Father's Day, because it sounds like she's going to have nothing to do.
She's going
to
have wide open.
Schedule is free.
Wow, man. It's tough enough to have weird relationships with your parents, but so publicly like that.
And he keeps going in front of the cameras talking about her personal life.
What else has he got?
How much daughter, he hates his kid. Hates his daughter's girlfriend, how she's
is she
addicted
still with
to
the,
pills.
The chicks?
On again, off again, apparently. Yeah.
I saw a picture of her online. She looks good.
Yes.
For, I mean, what is
a 40-year-old
like,
woman?
38, 42.
Yeah, that's what I thought the problem.
A lot of hard living, I guess, right?
Yeah,
partying
very much
and whatnot.
So.
Hey, Lindsay, hang out with me. We'll smoke weed. You'll look young.
Kevin Smith, also a big fan of the Twitter.
Huge.
If you follow Kevin, you'll find him tweeting. A lot of celebrities, actors, directors, writers, often talk about their projects that they're actually working on. The news about those projects breaks while they're on the set using the Twitter, and apparently some people are not happy about that. Here's Kevin Smith with more.
Some higher-ups, I guess, in the studios from what we've seen in this news that was handed to us. Apparently they're cracking down and asking people to put language in the contracts that restrict the things that they can say on a movie set in case, you know, it's too revealing or something like that.
That makes sense.
I guess, to some degree. It's kind of, you know, it may signal the death knell of interesting things on Twitter, right? I mean, that was kind of part of the fun was like, hey, let's find out, you know, how much coffee Kirstie Alley drinks when she's on
but I don't
her
understand.
Show or something like that. But it's just
I've never gone to Twitter for that.
You never looked up stuff like that?
Not Kirstie Alley drinking coffee.
No, well, that's all I go there for. I'm like, how often does she drink coffee? When I was working on Catch and Release, the flick that I acted in.
Right.
I was not, there was no Twitter at that point, or at least not that I was aware of, but I used to blog constantly. And I used to
blog. This is why I don't understand this story. There's always been a way for somebody to spoil. I mean, there's been email, there's been, you know, magazines. There's been lots of ways that people could spill the beans. Twitter's no different.
Going as far back as that flick, though, the studio actually asked me to, like, rein it in.
Is that right?
Like, you can't talk about what's going on the set all the time. And I was like, yeah, I can. That's my life. And they're like, yeah, but it's the movie. It's the movie's life as well. And so, yeah, they actually asked me to kind of like keep it.
How about that?
Keep it. Because they're, you know, here's why. Here's why it's so important to a studio.
The man closing you down.
Totally. The man did shut me down. And now I'm mad about it. The thing why they want to do is to control information and basically control how the movie, any movie, is sold.
Sure.
If I'm talking about something from a set and giving you an impression of it, that may not be the impression that the studio wants going out there. Studios are very much like, look, we want to control the presentation. On A Couple of Dicks, we were shooting at one point, and the San Diego Comic-Con was going on this summer, and I go every year and stuff. And so every year, I usually take a clip from whatever I was working on. And I told the Warner Bros. Cats, I was like, hey, I'm going to bring a clip. One of the funniest clips we got in the movie that we shot already. And they were like, oh, slow your roll there, buddy.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, we got that. Marketing department has that, dude. You're the directing department. You have that. And they were very, like, in a kind way, but they were just like, we're not sure what the movie's going to be, dude. Like, you have an idea. You've read the script, and you're making it.
Well, then aren't you the one that should pick the clip?
But then smartly, they're like, now, we've seen how well you sell your other movies, and trust us, we'd rather sell this,
gotcha.
Dude. We don't need you Kevin Smithing our Bruce Willis Tracy Morgan picture. So there's that. You can kind of see from that angle.
Sure.
But for me, it's like, don't talk about your public life. Talk about your private life. That's the most interesting thing.
Yeah.
I'd rather read more about celebs not talking about, ooh, somebody threw a hizzy on set, and more about, ooh, I got someone in the mizzy on set or something like that. If I can speak in radio code.
Sure. Hizzy and mizzy?
Hizzy and mizzy, yes.
Okay. Well, I think a lot of the spin started with when Paula Abdul was leaving American Idol. She was talking about the infighting about her contract deals and everything. She was tweeting about that. Fox got cheesed off at that because she pulled back the curtain on what was what they would rather had been quiet negotiations regarding her situation. The same thing happened with the Transformers with Megan Fox in the battle with her and Michael Bay.
That was so awesome.
Who, by all accounts, is just a prince of a guy.
I know, but it was just so awesome to watch that play out. And then people jumped on her back. They're like, hey, man, Bay's a good guy. You're an idiot.
Yeah, some unnamed crew members started to defend Michael Bay.
Signed M. Bay.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, but that to me is kind of the interesting aspect of Twitter. That kind of like, ooh, we get to look inside. Lift the curtain a little bit.
Be able to see.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, it's microblogging. Essentially, you're writing about stuff that, you know, is happening to you or personal to you. So with language that's going to shut it down, it's kind of disappointing.
But look how those tweets damaged the box office success of Transformers Revenge of the Fallen.
No doubt.
It did kill the movie.
Who would go? But somebody will make the argument that it did hurt Jennifer's body. Because when
that movie came out, that backlash was
in the midst of where she was like,
see what you're saying,
out there talking about it. And then all of a sudden, Jennifer's body, which by all rights should have made $400 billion because it's Megan Fox and Amanda Seyfried making out at one point.
Yeah.
You know, in a very, middle America, this is safe to look at kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
And people didn't go. That's shocking to me. And I think it probably had a lot to do with the blowback from that situation.
Although I didn't go because I'm saving it for DVD so I can spend some time alone with it at home while
I'm watching. I mean, why not just rent porn at that point? Like, why watch two girls kiss when you can watch free porn?
Because it's Megan Fox.
You can watch two of them at the same time. You put on Jennifer's body on your DVD and then you've got your laptop next to you.
Picture in picture.
Jennifer's hottie and porn version.
In hand. Today's celebrity birthdays, musician Tom Petty. One of my favorites. Just has been
26.
Making great music for a long, long time. You're really bad at this game.
26. I'm sticking with 26.
He is 59 years old.
Get out of here. That makes me feel so old.
Actor Viggo Mortensen. Any guesses?
You told me in the last break.
Yeah. He's 51
years
old.
Yeah, I can't believe that. He looks amazing.
Rapper Snoop Dogg celebrates his 38th birthday, and John Krasinski is a mere 30 years old. He's got Emily Blunt.
This guy
he's got the
has
hottest
the
show
world
on television.
On a string.
He does.
And he's the dude that every chick likes. Even my wife, who hates all men.
Yeah.
We watch The Office, and like when he gets into a little gym, isn't about like, you know, had I known I was meeting my wife. My wife's sitting next to me like, oh, God, Jim is such a perfect man.
She's punching you.
I was like, Jim is an actor. Trust me.
No, that's him. I can tell.
You feel it? You think it's him?
Wow. Absolutely.
He's too good to be true. He's ruined it for the rest of us.
Yes, he has. I'm Ralph Garman along with Kevin Smith. We walk the movie show with
you. You know, it just occurred to me with Kevin Smith here, it's really the Kevin and Bean show is what we've got going on this week.
That's true. I've been referring to it as K-squared Bean.
I like it.
Only to myself and to Ralph. And Ralph likes it.
Guys, you're going to be very excited when I tell you about the pedigree of our next guest, Brooke Taylor, who joins us in studio on the Kevin and Bean show, because she has not only appeared in Hustler magazine, she has also been on The Oprah Show, The Maury Show, and Hannity and Combs. Is that the weirdest collection
that
of media appearances you've ever heard
that's
in your life?
That's the spectrum, man, from ultra-conservative.
I have a tendency to cover everybody.
Yeah, well done. Well, here.
She is one of the women of Cat House. Maybe you've seen the show on HBO, but she, ladies and gentlemen, is a real-life hooker. Brooke Taylor joining us in the studio. Hey, Brooke, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
What a subtle approach that was.
That was nice.
Don't bury the lead next time, dude.
Here's the thing. We've gotten in trouble before with the political correctness of language. I mean, you know, we still can't figure out whether it's People McNugget or Midget. We still don't know what to call those people. But what do you prefer? If Hooker raises eyebrows, what should we be calling you?
You know, I personally, it takes a lot to offend me. And as long as you're pulling my hair and spanking me, you can call me whatever you like. But, you know, a lot of girls will use working girl. But call it like it is. I'm a hooker. I get paid to have sex.
All right.
God, and you've been amazing. Can we just talk about that for 10 minutes before we get into
details? Sure, go ahead.
That is, I mean, I'm just, when they were like, Brooke Taylor's coming in, I was like, who's that? They explained, and I said, oh my God, somebody's coming in the room who has sex. And I got very excited, even though we all do. But why, for some reason, it blings it up when there's money involved. When it's like, wow, immediately you sit there going, that person must be amazing because someone is willing to pay them for sex. But you don't really necessarily have to be amazing. You just have to be willing to have sex.
Well, I mean, I am amazing. But yeah, you just
have
to be willing.
I left you open for that. You got to hit it out of the park, kid. You got to sell.
You have to be open to sex and like sex. And, you know, you pay for it one way or another. I'm just not receiving flowers and dinner and, you know, it's cash or credit.
Well, you should be.
Well, I do, on top of the cash and credit.
All right. We have so many questions for you, Brooke, and I'm glad you're able to make time to come in. Let me start by because many people know you from the TV show, how has the HBO show of the past few seasons, how has that changed the work and the lives of the girls at the Cat House?
Oh, well, first of all, the caliber of women that we have coming in is ridiculous. You know, you have a lot, many more educated women, people who are really your girls next door that just were fans of the show. That's how I got involved in it. I watched the show and, you know, I'm just an average girl from the Midwest and thought, hey, I can do that. Why not utilize the best asset I have to make money? And that's myself.
Oh, my God. I love you.
That's so smart. That's so entrepreneurial, man. It's just like, I can do this. You saw a hole and you filled it.
It's not my feet that hurt at the end of the day. You know, right. We all use our bodies somehow. I just use it in a different manner.
Do you think the recession has anything to do with the more educated class of people coming in as well to work?
And now so, in the last year, definitely. You know, you have women who were well educated in great professions. They're laid off. They can't find another job. And, you know, their lifestyle maintains the same, you know, right. Mm-hmm. Their mortgage stays the same.
Sure.
What their children need stays the same. And so it's an easy and fast way to make money and to, and you know, sort of ride the recession out, so to speak.
What's an average of how much a person can make?
You
I know it's individual.
The sky's the limit. You know, you can really make anywhere from... I mean, okay, average. If you came in for 10 days out of the month and really put your all into it, you're walking away with five figures easily.
Wow.
Easily. Wait,
all right, so is there a menu of items? I know we got to be very careful.
Every lady's different.
Can I be general?
Yeah.
Hands?
Yeah.
Is there a just, hey, I'm walking in for hands kind of thing?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
You can
what
do as little or as much
bucks,
as you want.
Bucks?
No. Negotiate, right?
Well, I mean,
yeah,
how much
you
could
negotiate.
That be?
Every lady's different.
So somebody could be like, oh, 500 for hands.
Absolutely.
Get out of here.
Absolutely.
I'd be like, oh, my hands are free. And they'd be like, well, I'll use them, fat boy. But I will. What an outrage. And that'd be like,
I love that Kevin is negotiating right now.
I just got to find out how much that kind of thing costs.
But
I
you're thinking meet. About the parking lot after the show right now is what you're thinking
totally.
About. I know you.
I'm just like, where is this place?
I'll give you the discount. You guys come
nice.
And check it out, and I'll give you a discount.
That's awesome.
The five-finger discount.
Now, you have regulars?
Would you like to write Clerks 3?
I do.
You're just so on fire.
You have regulars?
Yes,
guys?
I do.
Okay.
I'm very lucky. 98% of my business is my repeat clientele.
Wow.
Yeah, I have a great group of guys that take care of me, and I in turn take care of them.
Where was there was a magazine article about this where they were saying one guy comes from San Francisco just to massage you?
Just to massage me.
That's
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And then turns and goes?
And turns and goes.
And that's it?
Yeah.
What's that all about?
You mean turns and leaves, not turns and goes. In this line of business, you got to be very clear.
You do.
Yeah,
you do.
Yeah, no doubt.
But yeah. It's
how much does he pay for that? Do you mind me asking?
He pays $500.
Just to rub your back? You.
To rub your back.
To massage me.
I pay a lot more than that to rub my wife's back, I assure you.
Exactly.
This guy's got the right idea. He's like, look, anytime I feel romantic or affectionate or I just want to cuddle or rub somebody's back, I'll pay $500, get over the feeling, and go about my life.
Wow.
Productive.
That particular gentleman, he doesn't want to cheat on his wife, but he wants to spend time with me. And so that's his way.
Hold on, let's roll it back for a second. I did not know we were speaking of. The dude's married?
Yes.
Does his wife know that he flies out to massage you?
He drives, and I don't think so.
He keeps that on the down low.
I'm pretty sure.
So there's a certain nobility in as much as he won't have sex. He just wants to be able to touch somebody but not go much further than
someone
that.
Someone who's not his wife.
But does that, I'm going to ask the woman in the room, does that count? That counts as cheating, doesn't it?
Yes.
Totally. If my wife found out, I was like, look, we weren't having sex. I just drive 500 miles to rub her back.
Because no one would believe it.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why. She would divorce me like, you never rub my back.
Well, I could always put out a press release for you. That might help you out.
That would help.
Wow. Now, let me ask you one more thing before the break, and then we're going to have to come back with many more questions for Brooke Taylor, one of the stars of Cat House, which airs Thursday nights on HBO at 11. How do you, your guy from San Francisco made me think of this, how do you handle the guys who actually do fall for you, who want a relationship with you because of the bond that they've gotten from a session with you?
Well, I mean, that's all my regulars. It's perfect. I'm the girlfriend when they want me, and I'm not when they don't. You know, it's the best relationship. You know, you get all
but
the
there
great...
have to be guys who feel like, just like when Kevin goes to a strip club, he's convinced every girl really does fall
in
love with him.
They do.
I'm sure they do.
Somebody wants something outside of work with you. How do you handle that?
You know, I just let them know that I'm just not at that place right now, and that maybe someday, you know, it might be a possibility, because who am I to say, you know, Never.
You might fall in love with a client. It could happen, right?
You know, anything can happen. But, you know, I develop a fondness for them and they develop a fondness for me. But, you know, I do try to make everyone, you know, maintain the awareness of what the situation really is. You know, that,
gotcha.
You know, and you'll see with the new episode coming out that I am moving on to other things. So, you know, now I'm kind of preparing them that, yes, someday I'm not going to be here for you and, you know, trying to ease that transaction.
Is that part of the drama of the show this season? Is like, hey, man, even hookers grow up, buddy. And he's like, oh, man. Is that what it is? It's like, that's kind of
But it does. They basically got the start of my progression.
I guess you guys are like professional athletes. You only have a certain amount of years, right? I mean, a lot of them want to get out earlier.
I could keep going, you know.
But still, by the time you hit like in your mid-40s, people are like, yeah.
Do I look like I'm almost in my mid-40s?
No, not you at all. I'm speaking about in general. Yeah, you look like you're 12. I'm not even sure this is legal.
I'm 28.
Wow, good Lord.
You know, I personally believe that it is definitely a job, not a career.
Right.
You know, it's a great path from A to B. It's a great point, and you can utilize it as a wonderful tool in your life, but it's certainly, you can become jaded if you stay too long. You can sort of start viewing yourself as an object, and you know, as fun as it is
nice
being
object,
a 10-man woman, it's also nice to be a 1-man woman, too.
All right, we got to leave it there for a moment. Brooke Taylor is our guest.
Cat House. The most fascinating thing I've ever heard.
All right. HBO Thursday nights will return right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Kevin Smith, back away from our guest, please. Give her some personal space.
I was reading about her. There's a fact sheet here. That's all. Everybody should come with a fact sheet in life. Everyone you meet should just hand you a piece of paper like this.
Brooke Taylor is our guest. She is one of the working girls on the HBO hit series called Cat House, which is coming back for new season this Thursday night at 11 on HBO. Now, we were bombarding you with questions off the air.
The commercial break in here was,
what are you gonna do?
Like the previous on air. Tell us this. Tell us that.
So let's go around the room and everybody gets a question for Brooke. Okay, how about that? Because we're not gonna have time to get into everything. So we'll go around the room. Mike, why don't you start? Because I know you had something you're very interested in.
I was just curious how many guys come in and pay good money just for companionship, not for sex.
A lot of guys come in and spend good money for companionship. And really, the guys that come in and spend big money, that's exactly what they're looking for. We call it the girlfriend experience.
But it involves sex as well? Or how many guys don't?
It can and it cannot. I had a guy come and spend 5 days with me, and I was the nagging wife. He didn't have sex with me, but he had mistresses at night that he did have sex. So a lot of times, yeah, it will include it, but it's not always
necessary. There's a wife package? Like, I could go in and be like, act like my wife, and you're like, it's my period. Get out of here.
Absolutely.
Really?
It includes a fight and great makeup sex.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God.
And I make you clean the toilet. You know, see?
That's a good question.
Unbelievable.
All right, here's my question. You enjoy what you do, and you are a fantastic spokesperson for the life because it has worked out for you. But I'm sure that you run into people, friends and family members, who just don't want to have anything to do with you because of the choice. How do you reconcile that? How do you deal with those people?
Well, I'm very, very, very blessed that my family is incredibly supportive. I have the world's most wonderful parents that anyone could ask for. I did lose a lot of friends that they just couldn't understand my decisions. They were fine when I was going to the bar and giving it away for free. But as soon as I wanted to start charging for it, they didn't know me. So, yeah, it's tough, and you just...
It's still one of the last big taboos in this country.
People
still won't let people pay for or pay get
which
paid
is a
for
sex.
But, yeah, it's happening everywhere.
Know,
and when
I
you
know.
Legalize it, you can control it, you can clean it up, and instead of taking away from the community, it then adds to it.
Will you run for president?
Absolutely.
I'm voting for him. I mean, think about how many people... What's unemployment right now? And people have a natural asset that they could be using to earn off of, but the government says, no, you're not allowed to do that.
I mean, honestly, who cares what consenting adults do in the bedroom? Who cares?
As she said, she was giving apparently it away for free at the
right,
bar.
Exactly.
We all had our chance.
Yes,
now it's time to pay.
Now, no more. Where is this bar?
I've often said it. This is totally true. That if I pick you up in a bar and pay you to have sex with me, that's illegal. But if I film it and release it as a movie, all of a sudden it's allowed because it's art. I mean,
absolutely.
It's just crazy the distinction that they make. That porn is legal, but prostitution. All right, Lisa May, your question for Brooke.
I do have a question. So before you went to the Cat House, you weren't a working girl, right?
No.
What kind of adjustments did you have to make, and what did you have to learn to do differently?
Tricks. It was huge.
Just
adjustment.
All the tricks.
I had never been in a sex industry before, so I hadn't danced, I hadn't, you know, escorted or anything like that. I went from being a case manager for adults with developmental disabilities, so it was really interesting for me when I first got there to go from being in such an unselfish role to I felt very selfish, being concerned with my appearance, being concerned with, you know, nails and makeup and things like that. So,
were you surprised by how it turned out to be?
Actually, were you surprised that there was no difference between the developmentally disabled and your current clientele?
There's differences.
Money, you make
but
sex.
But we do have people that, you know, with developmental disabilities that come in, and I think it's wonderful.
Do they really?
It's wonderful because
let's
that is
talk about that.
It's
that's
one place
nobody
where
ever talks
they
about
can
that.
Be educated, and they are sex. They're humans. They have the same sexual desires as anyone else, and it is a great place for. We have a lot of times when the mother brings their son in. That's a lot of times
a
the
mom
situation.
Brings them in.
Their mom, their son, the
phone lines are ringing off the hook right now.
Yeah,
but that to me is so interesting.
Because the mother can explain, you know, be gentle with him. You know, they want them to have that outlet. They want them to have a kind, compassionate experience.
And they won't impregnate anyone by accident
exactly. Because, I mean, frankly, people with developmental disabilities a lot of times are hanging out with other people with developmental disabilities.
And they're
so,
not as careful.
You know, you got to make sure that they're safe and you know, healthy as well as the
their
rest
mom
of us.
Brings them in.
Sometimes,
awesome.
What's hotter than that? I tell you, I'd be a champion performer if my mother brought me in. And she was telling the woman what I need.
Be
and
nice
whatnot.
To you. Know, could you imagine? What'd your mom get you for your birthday? I got laid.
Yeah.
Wow. By your mother?
I don't see that
then you have to explain, too, that, like, yes, I did indeed get laid, but she only let me do so many things. She wouldn't spring for the
she
half
okayed
and half.
A few things.
Yeah, she wouldn't. There was a full menu, and believe me, we were on the dollar side of it.
All right. We have time for two more questions, and I think the Kevins are left.
Yeah, my question is, you said that guy comes all the way from San Francisco to massage you.
Yeah.
And he's married and his wife doesn't know.
Absolutely.
Do the women, girlfriends / wives, ever find out and show up? Come down to your place and go. Rah, rah, rah.
One time we had a bachelor party come in, and it's really funny because bachelor parties typically don't do anything. You know, you're there with your future brother-in-law, father-in-law, and no one wants to be the first man down. So typically it's just a lot of like guy carousing at the bar and, you know, all that fun stuff. And this one time, the guy, the bachelor, just happened to be involved and went back with like four different girls to a room, and all of a sudden this woman barrels through the door.
And it was his fiance?
With her fists clenched, you know?
Nice.
Where is he? And of course, you know, this cute girl bunny Love pops up and says, oh, he's back there with a few girls.
Oh.
And, you know, so we all start guarding
her. Did she join in?
No, she just got very angry with her brother and they ended up calming her down and everything.
She was going to marry her brother?
No. But her brother was the one who, I guess, it was his idea.
Oh,
I
lost the thread of the plot there, Smith.
Yeah.
I was so like, there were four girls with this one man?
Yeah, there
That's
was.
Done?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
What does that sort of thing run for? How would that, if I go into, what's the place called?
Well, it depends. Do you want to watch or do you want to participate? And how long do you want to be there? And how kinky do you want to get?
I'm the unmarried version
There's
of me.
There's a lot of variables.
I come in and I'm like, four girls, just normal sex.
You're definitely in the four figure because you have to compensate each lady for being there. But it really, it's such a wide range because every girl's different as far as what they charge.
What's the cheapest I can get away with it?
You want a signed copy of the Quartz DVD?
Oh my God, I can handle that.
This is what you want to do. You want to skimp on this?
I do. I want to get it for as little as possible.
Okay,
because
well then
that's
I'll just tell you,
best.
You get what you pay for.
I was just going to ask.
Sure. Still
now
stay
let me
on
ask
that?
You that question: since there are a few people working there, a few women, lots. How many?
There's about 500 licensed. They're constantly coming and going.
And they come and go. Mm-hmm. Now, by process of elimination, somebody's got to be the best,
yes.
And somebody's got to be the worst.
Absolutely.
Who's the
Do
worst?
You guys know who they are?
Well, I'm the best.
Yeah,
no.
That's a great question, by the way.
No, you don't necessarily know when you walk in.
But there has to be one.
You
know,
you
knows.
In your world,
you
is it like, oh man,
yeah.
That's Monique, and she is amazing. She
yeah.
will,
oh, totally.
She's created universes
totally.
With herself.
And you see it by the people. You see the people who have customers coming back to them over and over again.
Right.
You know,
the ones that leave on a stretcher. That's how you know the girl is great.
Right. And then, you know, but you do have those girls that come in recently. We had an 18-year-old and that I think you might be able to see on the new episode. And she had only been with two people before she came there in her life.
Really?
So, what you know, shock. you get the full gamut of every sort of talent range.
So 18, she's allowed to start working at 18?
18.
See, that's why people get uptight, man, because they hear that teen portion and they're just like,
totally.
Too young.
Totally.
Like you're 2 years away from your 20s. What's
the difference? You can be in the army and hold a gun against someone, so, you know.
I'm so voting for
that's what I'm saying. Let's vote for her first.
Absolutely.
Here's what I'm going to say, you guys. Cat House comes back for a new season starting this Thursday night at 11 on HBO. We clearly have way, way, way more questions than we have time for. I say, let's go to Reno, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to Reno. Come on.
All right.
I think that's a road trip show that needs to be done. Yeah, because
then I'm going to finally earn my nickname, K-Rock. You know what I'm saying?
Brooke Taylor, you have been a delight. Kevin Smith is going to walk you out to the car.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. Our friend Kevin Smith, co-hosting all this week on The Kevin and Bean Show. You can catch him on stage at the Orpheum in Los Angeles this Saturday night. It's an evening with Kevin Smith. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com. He is here right now with Ralph Garman for the Showbiz.
It's now time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat with special correspondent Kevin Smith.
If you'd like to check out an evening with Kevin Smith this weekend at the Orpheum Theater Saturday night, and you'd like to go, we've got a couple pairs of tickets still left we can give away. Let's do it to the first two callers through at 1-800-520-1067. First two callers will pick up a pair of tickets and spend an evening with Kevin Smith down at the Orpheum this Saturday night here in Los Angeles. If you want to go and you're not lucky enough to win, Ticketmaster.com is the place to check it out. What's the average now? What are you running, Kevin, when you do one of your evenings? So
I keep it down to 3 hours.
3 hours?
3 hours. Oh. You're in, you're out.
You're in, you're out. Three hours.
I tell you, it flies by. It's the most entertaining 3 hours you'll see from a fat dude sweating.
You are the Springsteen of anecdotes.
I truly am. But I got to tell you, after watching this show or listening to this show or being involved in this show all day, give out tickets to an evening with Brooke Taylor.
Yes, that's what 3 hours I want.
The boards would light up.
Yeah, that would work.
And not even sex. Just sit there like asking all the questions you ever wanted to ask a girl. And who'd be frank
not
with
even
you.
Sex.
No. What's wrong with you? I can have sex with my wife. Her, I can ask stuff. Like, my wife doesn't know about hooker stuff.
She doesn't know how to do hooker stuff either.
No, she knows how to do hooker stuff.
All right, let's do some showbiz news, shall we? It is Tuesday. That means new CDs and DVDs in stores today. New CDs, the Michael Jackson This Is It soundtrack is available.
Oh, it's going to be so good. Oh, wait.
Finally, you hear Michael Jackson sing Beat It.
I was going to say, is he singing all the songs we know?
Yeah, but you hear it live, sort of in a crappy version in a big hollow auditorium. So it's got
that rehearsal. It's not bad for recordings from the rehearsals?
Yes, because that's what the movie is. This Is It. It's just him rehearsing for the tour he never did. So this is the soundtrack of him rehearsing for the tour he never did.
All right. I'm not buying that. What's next?
Plus that song he stole. Back to you.
From Paul Anka. Boy, is Paul Anka pissed.
I bet he's happy.
Paul Anka's happy people know he's still alive.
Yeah.
Do you know Paul Anka is Jason Bateman's father-in-law?
I did know that, yeah.
He's relevant.
I saw that on...
How about that?
Inside the Actors Studio.
I heard you mention Arrested Development before.
Yeah.
It's going to
be on
IFC.
Starting this week.
How did that count as news? Like, hey, a TV show is going to be on TV?
Because it's such a great show. I love to give people heads up.
But who doesn't own that DVD now?
Some people.
Poor people.
Yeah. Oh, poor people. Those people.
Sorry.
The ones without TVs.
Sorry, Kevin Smith.
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
Hey, people, priorities. Buy your Arrested Development DVDs and then worry about food and clothing for your children.
Screw the flu shot. Get some Arrested Development.
Full Circle by Creed is available on CD today.
Oh, thank God.
Right. New CD.
I've been holding out faith. Holding on.
I told you I was freaky by Flight of the Conchords, their new CD, and the essential Weird Al Yankovic by
That's what I'm talking about.
Is that a best of albums?
Yes.
The best
of
best.
That dude has made a career.
Yes, he has.
Out of simply being like, what's it called? I'm going to call it something like that, but with a different letter at the beginning.
Fast food.
Yeah.
Like a surgeon.
Yeah.
See?
He's one of the best that ever lived at it, though. He's one of Bean's three favorite celebrities, for real.
He is living, breathing Mad Magazine.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
He's cracked.
No, let's give him Mad. He's not cracked.
Sometimes he's cracked.
Let's say Carrot Top is more cracked.
All right. And, of course, the new Rammstein album, Lieb ist voll Alda.
Have you seen the video?
No, I have not.
New Go Rammstein online video? And look up the video. The video is astounding. It's flat out pornography. It starts.
Sweet.
I'm not kidding. It starts with them singing, right. Sexy ladies, metal clothing, and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Then becomes suggestive with things going in mouths and whatnot.
Right. Oh.
Then they flat out start just having sex, and he's singing lyrics while he's thrusting.
That is what I'm talking about.
He crossed the final frontier. Rammstein was like, "Oh, if you needed for nudity, why didn't we have to sex before?"
They never would have lost. They never would have lost the war. If they
no,
started.
Totally. That's all the Germans needed to understand. Right. Nazis needed to make it a little sexier.
That's right. They had a good start with the patent leather boots totally. And that whole thing.
But then they just got so darn Prussian. So
yeah,
forget it.
Right. They got all caught up in the killing part.
Totally. Then there was all that hatred.
New DVDs, Transformers, Revenge of the Fallen, if you want to check out Shia LaBeouf and Megan Fox.
This is awesome, because that means I get to skip this movie twice.
You can play it twice. TV on DVD, It's Gary Shandling's Show, the
I'm
complete
that.
Series.
That's great.
That was
that's
on
awesome.
Fox before he did, what was the other dude, the HBO
Larry
show?
Sanders.
Larry Sanders Show.
Mm-hmm.
Fawlty Towers, John Cleese from Monty Python, the complete collection has been
Wait,
remastered.
Wait, how many times have they released a complete collection of Fawlty Towers?
It's remastered, dude.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
All right.
And finally, Vegas, with the late, great Robert Urich.
Dan Tanna.
Vegas.
I don't remember Vegas.
You don't remember? Kevin. He played a character named Dan Tanna.
Dan
he drove
Tanna.
Around.
He would drive in Vegas in the summertime with the top down on his 57 T-Bird convertible.
He's out of control.
Wearing a tweed jacket, a leather vest, jeans, and cowboy boots. He would die of heat prostration about 18 seconds once he pulled out of the garage of the DI.
That's how tough he was.
But never
he solved
did.
Crimes.
That's right.
All right. That's
along,
the thing. He could always get you out of a jam, that Dan
Tanna. Along with Binzer.
It's Binzer, yeah, that's right. That was his kind of homely buddy.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Tom Petty's 59, Viggo Mortensen turns 51, Snoop Dogg turns 38, and John Krasinski celebrates his 30th. I'm Ralph Garman. For Kevin Smith, we walk the showbiz beat.
Together, hand in hand.
Tomorrow morning, Kevin Smith again.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
All right.
Joe Rogan
I can't
studio.
Believe he hasn't quit already, by the way. I can't believe Smith's still coming back
I love
day.
This. I think it's amazing. Himself. You know what it does for me every morning? It just gives me something to look forward to, because I'm like, when this is done, I'm going to go smoke a lot of weed. It's just one thing
like
to get through.
Something.
I do. It's an accomplishment. Now that makes
weed.
That weed taste that much sweeter.
Speaking of weed, Joe Rogan tomorrow.
Yeah.
Mike
is he a big weed guy?
Oh, you guys got to smoke
bigots. I'm going to hang out.
Yeah.
I love news radio, so I'm going to be a total fanboy.
Michael Ian Black and Michael Showalter will be here.
I love
here
those
talking
dudes
about
too,
Michael
man.
And Michael have
Stellar
issues.
Funny.
Gerard Butler tomorrow morning.
Wow.
This Sparta. That's
tomorrow
him,
morning
right?
That's on him. The Kevin and Bean Show.
He must love that.
All right, we have the all Brooke Taylor Cat House edition of 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock Music coming up with Cat Corbin coming up next. Listen to this, guys. You Somebody is going to be part of that.
Yeah.
Back Against the Wall.
Right.
And Supermassive Black Hole. All of that straight ahead right here on the world-famous K-Rock.